Yours. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Seas off Venezuela as war tensions accelerate. The head of NATO says total war with Russia as big as World War II is imminent, and they are refusing to do any peace deal. This is a serious situation. Here's President Trump on the seizure of the tanker.
It's been an interesting day from the standpoint of news. As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large. Largest one ever seized, actually. And other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people. Very excitingly for me and for the country.
We're entering the 325th day of the return of President Trump. I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Thursday, December 11th, 2025. I come to you from the embattled headquarters of InfoWars in Austin, Texas, transmitting in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny worldwide. All right. We've known where this was going the whole time on this trajectory. The EU, NATO admits that they need this war with Russia to not collapse financially, and they believe they're going to win a war with Russia and break it in five parts. They've been saying that since the mid-90s. Just this year, they've had Van der Leyden and her deputy say it. You talk about provocative. Well, now, Ruta is that the head of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, is saying, prepare for total war. It's imminent on a scale of World War II. Give you a little news flash. At least 100 million people died in World War II. 26 million Russians, 24 million Germans. That was half of it. The rest, everybody else. And that's a conservative number. So when you hear stuff like that, and they had the deputy head of the EU a few days ago when Trump said, look, we're doing this peace deal or we're going to leave NATO, basically. She said, oh, Trump is an enemy. Well, now this, NATO ally Denmark labels U.S. as potential security concern in new intelligence report. Look at this. We must prepare for a scale of war our grandparents endured, NATO chief warns. Says it's imminent. Russia warns Britain, who's announcing they're going to try to put troops on the ground in Ukraine to fight Russians, of nuclear annihilation inevitable after UK triggers World War III casus belli. And then it gets worse. High-level Pentagon decade-long report on the Chinese says we will be annihilated with conventional weapons if we defend Taiwan. And I've studied the Chinese posture there. I mean, that's their backyard. They've got, they surround Taiwan with ships and land. And they've got 20-to-1 missiles to where our ships and everything, it won't matter. You shoot 50 missiles at an aircraft carrier and it hits 45 of the missiles, it doesn't matter because they just fire 50 more. They can fire 3,000 missiles if they want an aircraft carrier, and there's not enough missiles or phalanx, Gatling gun bullets to stop it. We just don't have the firepower, period. All they got is nuclear weapons. And, oh, guess what? They got all those, too. They can hit us with their ICBMs and everything because Clinton gave them all the damn technology. The boosters, the telemetry, the separation systems, the MIRV technology. That's the key. Multiple reentry device. Uh-huh. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The world is on the verge of total war. You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at theowlshowstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews and they fund our operation taking on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at theowlshowstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate sea moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
There are times that try men's souls, where we need the winter soldiers. Not the Sunshine Patriots. All right. The global financial order is coming to an end. You have the globalists, the Chi-Coms, and you've got Trump trying to form a new American system and pulling away from the globalists. And the globalists, made up of what's left of the British Empire, the EU, and Larry Fink and BlackRock and the Rothschilds, have said, we're not going to stop this war with Russia until it's broken in 5 parts. That is our business plan the next 20 years. They believe that Russia will never go to nukes. They believe they would have already defeated them in Ukraine, which didn't happen. And so now they've quadrupled down and said, we're not doing any peace deal, and we control Zelensky, and we're going to start putting troops in to Ukraine. The British have announced they're getting ready to send troops. Now, it's a paper tiger, but when the Russians hit those troops, they're saying they're NATO troops, so it will invoke the article that says they're at war with Russia. So this is literally forcing the world into direct open conflict beyond proxy war, beyond hybrid war with Russia. And that means their alliance with China. And Trump wisely is, no, we got a deal to cut Russia out from China to get all their earth minerals and more. They're ready to go. They want to ally with us. It's a better strategic alliance. But the EU has these huge debts, demographic problems. They admit they want an unending war for political control domestically. And you have the NATO chief Rutte saying that this is going to be a war on the scale of World War II, 100 million dead, and they already have national conscription going in everywhere, and upwards of 80% of people polled say they will not show up, they will flee the countries. We must prepare for a scale of war our grandparents endured, NATO chief warns, says it will be as big as World War II. We've got all these EU unelected bureaucrats, like the deputy head of European Union, again, saying a few days ago that Trump is the enemy and America is the enemy now. Denmark labels the U.S. a national security threat. It is off to the races. And Russia has said we will take any British troops supporting the effort against Russia as a direct act of war and total escalation to full war with the U.K., which is part of NATO, and then brings NATO into it. So when you look at all the crimes out of Germany and the Netherlands and Sweden and the UK against free speech, I mean, years in prison for women that quietly prayed 100 yards from an abortion clinic. A woman complains about being raped. She gets a 3-year jail sentence. The rapist gets none. I mean, I have, without even looking, dozens of articles in the U.S., Canada, and Europe where liberal judges are letting multiple-time rapists out with no jail time, including pedophiles. Again, this is how they wage war against us. You know, what's that to do with World War III or nuclear war? It just shows how psychotic these people are, how they're at war with the West, at war with stability, at war with peace. And they're mad at Russia because they're not allowing the brainwashing of their children and the transgenderism and all of it. It's all about culture wars. It's all about good versus evil. And this has just escalated now massively. And the Northern Group, as soon as Trump got elected, was formed. It's the majority of NATO countries headed up by Keir Starmer, who doesn't know which end of a gun a bullet comes out of, which makes him even more dangerous. Same thing with Macron, can't find his ass with both hands. I mean, if it's a, you know, sex orgy when he's 14 with the elite of France, he's an expert at that. Oh, yeah, it's on record. That's who he's married to. He's, you know, they're experts at snorting cocaine on a train. And they're experts in getting us all killed. And the Northern Group said, we're going to go to war, and we're going to create a 250,000-person army. And if the U.S. pulls out of the war, we're just going to go in and fight the Russians directly. And then suck the U.S. into the wider war. No, you're not. And Congressman Massey, who Trump ought to be nicer to, is supporting Trump and has introduced Bill in the House to pull out of the damn NATO. So we need to be out of NATO last year. We need to be out of NATO ASAP. The U.N.'s been bragging for decades it's going to be its world U.N. army. And it's involving human trafficking, drug smuggling, everything evil you can imagine. They're all over it. And so are we going to let these people do this? And remember, Russia is allied with Iran, China, North Korea, and others. And China says if full war goes with Russia, they're going to war with us. And North Korea says they are. And North Korea has already committed and has in the field over 100,000 troops fighting NATO in this proxy war. This is already a world war. As I said, when Trump was first getting in, I said, we're already in world war. And then all the analysts came out a week later and said, it's true, we're in. It's begun. The only question is, does it escalate to nuclear war and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions dead? And even a conventional war, if everybody doesn't use nukes, which in all the war games quickly start getting used, 100 million dead? And that's the head of NATO saying, get ready for 100 million dead today. So I know it's fun as patriots to spend 95% of our time on Charlie Kirk assassination and the soap opera of that and all the wild stuff going on from all the different angles. And it's something to look at when we're following it. And I know it's fun to spend 95% of our time on Israel. And we certainly, you know, spend time on that and talk about it. But they just released a in-depth Pentagon report that I agree with, that China will destroy U.S. military in fight over Taiwan very quickly because they have 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 30 to 1, depending on the system, weapon systems. And so it doesn't matter if the U.S. systems are a generation more advanced. If they fire 20 missiles at us for every missile we fire, and all our anti-missile systems can be exhausted in a matter of minutes, in a conventional war, in their backyard, where it's an armed camp, the United States is going to be obliterated. Now, what do you think the United States is going to do if it starts getting beaten conventionally? You know what the doctrine is, or you should. Do you know U.S. war doctrine? Do you know RAND Corporation war doctrine? Do you know Army War College war doctrine? Do you know Space Command war doctrine? Instantly, when we're overwhelmed, we go to tactical nukes. And there's no such thing. They're just smaller ones, but much bigger than Hiroshima and Nagasaki. What do the Chinese do the minute that happens? They use tactical. And then it's off the races. In every major war game, within hours to days, the surface of the earth is unlivable, depending on which scenario. And immediately Pakistan and India start nuking each other. Once the nukes start flying, it's a free-for-all. Because you got to get your nukes off the ground. You got to get your missiles fired, your ballistic missiles fired, your cruise missiles fired, your submarine missiles fired. Because once it starts, you don't want to get caught with your pants down in all the war game scenarios. So you want to hit them first. That's why it's Pentagon doctrine. Now Russia, Pentagon changed this about 12 years ago. The Russians changed it 2 years ago. For first strike, go ahead and hit them first. NATO said last year, we might go ahead and just hit Russia first with nukes. Think that might escalate itself a little bit? So there isn't an analyst out there that disagrees. This is a unified understanding that this is the most dangerous point in world history, just like Victor Boot said yesterday from Russia, regional leader, who you better believe has got the ear at the top councils and knows the thinking. And Trump is making the same move here. NATO started all this. Completely bonkers. You will not beat the Russians. There is not going to be some coup. Even if Putin got removed, in all the studies, you're going to get somebody way more hardcore. Putin has had extreme restraint. He understands how dangerous this is. So we're here. You better be saying your prayers, and you better be politically engaged, and you better be supporting Trump on this. Because the EU globalists are not going to give up power. They're unelected. They're hated. They're banning everybody's free speech. They're arresting people en masse. They've killed 30-plus AFD folks that are in the lead in campaigns regionally. You see Canada today passing absolute draconian anti-free speech garbage where if you read Bible passages, you get years in prison. It's the same. Australia, everything. Yeah, the Russians just took over another city today. I mean, they're advancing very quickly. Ukraine has collapsed. They don't even want the whole country. They just want to get a deal out of this for NATO not to expand. And that's why it's time for Zelensky to make a deal, but he's a puppet. And Ursula von der Leyen, the unelected dictator of the EU, and Rudy and all the rest of these people are saying, now's the time. Let's go. Because this is the point in the card game where you fold or you double down. And NATO does not have the cards. The EU does not have the cards. The U.S. and Russia have the cards. But we can't play the cards and they can't or everybody dies. The only cards we have is psychotic mutually assured destruction. It's been wargamed like nothing else in history. This is known. That's how we've survived 60-plus years with the ability to destroy ourselves because we had smart people that understood this. Well, you take one look at MERS and Macron and Starmer and the rest of these clowns, and they've just got into the world written all over them. They have no idea what they're even involved in. And they've been able to just push people around and get away with everything forever. But they officially believe that Russia will never go to nukes and that nobody else will and that somehow they're going to collapse Russia and take it over. That's the business plan. The business plan of Napoleon Bonaparte, Adolf Hitler, the Muslims, the Mongols. And they couldn't beat the Russians with conventional weapons. Now we're going to blow ourselves up. It'd be like Russia has a hand grenade, we have a hand grenade, and we're sitting on top 1,000 tons of TNT, and we're going to pull the pin and throw it at them 10 feet away. It's going to blow up the whole damn thing. A strange game. The only way to win is not to play. And I know there's a normalcy bias that we've not had a nuclear war. So people are like, oh, it's not going to happen. You know, it's not a big deal. And there's also been this insane, mentally ill, with no evidence conspiracy theory out ever since I've been on the air that there's no such things as nuclear weapons. That's fake. Oh, really? Well, I've had family dead now that were, you know, out west at, because they ran nuclear forces, who were at many nuclear testing events and took their own 35-millimeter photos of it I've seen. I have family, you know, uncles and people that are dead now who were there out of Nevada and New Mexico and saw the giant bombs go off. You're idiots. But hey, did World War II not happen either? 100 million dead? That was conventional. The head of NATO says get ready for a conventional war, 100 million dead. You got to love the flat earthers and all the rest of them. Folks, there's weapons way worse than these hydrogen bombs. And the Chi-Coms got them, the Russians got them, we got them. This is madness. I got a lot of the stuff to hit, but let me just finish up with this, you know, the China situation and the latest with Venezuela. But Trump has published his national security plan. The Russians are ready to bring us in as a main partner, push out the Chinese, give us access to the richest resources in the world. And Africa as a continent is even second to Russia. And Africa is just unbelievable wealth. Rare earth minerals, gold, diamonds, you know, just timber, rich soil, volcanic soil. It's just, Russia's even richer. 80%+ untouched. You can fly on an airplane for 6, 7, 8 hours at night over Russia, over the eastern part of it, and you see any lights down there. There's just nothing. Like Rocky Mountain after Rocky Mountain after Rocky Mountain after huge lakes. And they've sent prospectors all over, and it's just like bonanza. Everything you can imagine. Except uranium. The U.S. has got a bunch of that. But the point is that we need resources to go to space. We need resources to have a good economy and a future. That's the future we should have. But no, we can't have that because the evil globalist British Empire, EU, rat's nest of the New World Order, literal unelected scumbags, want to stay in power and want control. And they are playing with nuclear hellfire. Not to mention all the biological weapons and all the rest of it. So here's Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and everything he says is true here. Western Europe wants to take a pause and prepare Zelensky for a new war. Totally true. But the most important thing he says is European bureaucrats are trying to prolong the conflict. They admit they are. And he goes on to say, Russia's not harboring any aggressive plans against NATO or the EU. No, NATO surrounded them. NATO started this. Russia's always warned they're going to do this if they went into Ukraine. Which, to the Russians, what NATO's doing to Ukraine is like finding your neighbor in bed with your wife. More like your mother. That's really where the Russian culture comes from. We would never put up with one-tenth of this. It's just insane, the provocation. Here's Lavrov.
The Euro bureaucrats, as well as the majority of the members of the EU and NATO, are experiencing economic crisis. We see numerous speculations and destructive information campaigns and fakes. We believe that the main goal of such activities initiated by our Western colleagues is to exacerbate seeking the negotiation solution and to prolong the conflict. They are trying to downplay the initiatives of the United States and President Trump, which are truly aimed at finding an acceptable solution that would contribute to eliminating the root causes of the Ukrainian crisis. No one in Europe even mentions the root causes. Our negotiations with the U.S. President and his team are devoted to finding a long-term settlement solution and the elimination of the root causes of this crisis, while Western Europe, as seen from the statement by the German official that I have just quoted, only thinks about a ceasefire in order to take a pause and to prepare Zelensky and his regime to a new war against the Russian Federation. Our president said openly that we are not harboring any aggressive plans against NATO or the European Union. We are ready to provide written legal guarantees on a collective and mutual basis in the context of our approaches. I repeat that Russia stands by its word and we keep our promises. As stated by the President, if Europe decides to wage war, we are ready for that right now.
Absolutely insane what's going on. Now, Trump just made a major announcement, and I knew this was going on, but we're going to hit that when we come back. Trump's got a plan to free Europe from the tyrannical EU. That's coming up. It's very simple to viewers and listeners. If you want us to stay on the air and continue the incredible work we've been doing for world peace and stopping the next lockdown, the next poison shot, and exposing the overrunning of our borders and just fighting the globalists at every front, having a huge effect, massive influence, not just here but around the world, back us and back your own future and your own security by doing your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com. That'd be the reason we're always going to be on the air. And we need the funds, plus the products are incredible. Two new products. Ultra DNA Revival has all of these insane super compounds that clean out your DNA, supercharge your body. It would take an hour to get into everything that's in it. But you definitely want to get this product. You want to read about it. You want to learn about it. I mean, look what's in it. Nicotine pneumamide, I always pronounce these things wrong, advanced form of B3 that helps support NAD production. A lot of people can't really produce NAD, right? So it's the precursor. It works better. Supports cellular energy production, mitochondrial health, supports health, metabolism, and brain function. NAD levels decline as we age. This helps replenish them. Trans resveratrol, powerful antioxidant found in plants and things like red wine. You're like, a glass of red wine is really good for you every day. Well, the amount of this is like 5 bottles of red wine, literally, but without any of the toxins or alcohol. Supports cardiovascular health and circulation. Reports of anti-aging properties. Supports the body's defense against environmental toxins. Quercetin, I don't have to tell you how great that is for everything and how it's so good for your immune system. Great for those exposed to stress, toxins, bio warfare threats. Supports immune function and inflammation response. Enhances the body's natural response to immune challenges. This is an incredible product. I'm not going to go through everything else that's in it. It's got a bunch of other known super nutrients, super concentrated, but it's all there. Get your Ultra DNA Revival right now. And by the way, store-wide, all the supplements are 40% off until this Sunday evening at midnight. That's the Ultra Methylene Blue. That's the CMOS, all of it, and the new super concentrated creatine gummies, all 40% off, and it funds this operation. Please make the decision now to support your health, vitality, and overall future of the country by supporting this broadcast. We can't do it without you. Make the decision now, please, and I really salute you for it at thealexjonesstore.com. We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program. My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can. My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Get it, Alex.
Get to the New World Order. Get the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
If somebody's going to try to blackmail me with advertising, blackmail me with money, go f*** yourself.
I will never let them take away your freedom.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
Thank you.
the globalists are making their biggest move yet to bring in the World Cashless Society, Mark of the Beast system. We got the deep dive on that. Huge economic news coming up. Canada is not just legalizing euthanasia, but the government killing you against your will, passing insanely draconian legislation, on the verge of passing other legislation. They've now got the votes, so it should happen today or tomorrow, to ban the Bible. I mean, that's mainline headlines I'll show you. They're very proud of it. I mean, and it's all the same globalist system, same program, whether you're in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, the UK, Canada. It's the globalist. It's the New World Order, and it's their Democrat counterparts, the blue cities and states here. So we're far from out of the woods, folks, and the Herculean task Trump has and we have. But what we're doing is popular and constitutional and is based on security and prosperity, and we have the upper hand. We have the moral authority and the high ground, but we've got to use it. Now, this just broke. You notice in the last 3-4 days, you've had the deputy head of the EU Unelected Commission. You've had different leaders, prime ministers, you name it, say, oh, Trump's our enemy. America's our enemy now because they want a peace deal to end this war. Russia's going to give up most of the land they've taken, but they want a deal that Ukraine won't join NATO. That's the reason they invaded to begin with. Russia's won the war conventionally, and NATO's head, Rutte, said, no, we're going to have a war as big as World War II. Prepare for it. And you've got these statements, NATO ally Denmark labels U.S. as security concern, new intelligence report. Why are they doing that? Because they know about this. This is Operation 1776. And I'm sure other people had talked about this and had these plans, but I've been promoting Operation 1776 worldwide for about 16 years, and I have presented it to Trump at the beginning of the first admin, and I've presented it to his advisors on air and off air. And I said, listen, the globalists are going to want to have their great reset, Agenda 2030, austerity, America takes a backseat to China, the global tyranny. But because the U.S. set up the globalist control system and China's double-crossing us, that's back when it started. I said, you use all those networks and systems to actually free those countries, and then through economic deals, soft power, the U.S. dominates. You've seen Trump's plan, right? But it's obviously the only plan that's moral and works and is good. Why not have a good plan for global domination through freedom and open association? You saw Viktor Boot, major regional leader, a huge celebrity in Russia, has, you know, the ear of all the top Russians, including good buddies with Putin. We were finishing each other's sentences yesterday. His geopolitical understanding, my geopolitical understanding, all the things he did, and their special operations, the rest of it. And the Russians know that's a good deal, and they want the deal that Trump's got. We get first dibs going into Russia with all the goodies, and it helps them, it helps us. And then strategically, with their borders and what they border, what we border, they dominate that hemisphere, we dominate this hemisphere. The actuaries have been out for 60 years, and this would be the ultimate alliance. Tucker came out yesterday and said, America first would be a Russian alliance. They're like, oh, he's a traitor. This is crazy. Oh, yeah. You heard Boot yesterday explain, which is historically factual. Solzhenitsyn wrote about it. But even before I'd read Gulag Archipelago, I hadn't read his later books, where he explained the real history of the Soviet takeover and the communist takeover before that in 1917, the October Revolution. You heard Boot say we were infected by British intelligence and the proto-globalists who put communism on us. Well, that's a fact. And then the left and Hollywood loved Russia because they were an engine of global domination for the evil system of communism into Cuba, into China, into Vietnam. But you have the CIA and the globalists here aiding the destruction of the nationalists in places like China and Chiang Kai-shek. And when McCarthy figured that out, that's when they shut him down and said he was crazy, when he got the documents that actually the Pentagon and the big banks were aiding the Chi-Coms and the Russians. Well, since the Russians kicked this out and have reformed themselves, now they're enemy number one because they used to be under the full control of the globalists. And if the globalists can get control of America fully, we're really going to be an engine of evil worldwide. You think the Russians were bad taking over? Imagine us with true evil running us. So now, here's the big news. Trump launches Operation 1776 worldwide. And I've laid all this out on air countless times. I've done reports on it. I've written reports to Trump on it. I've briefed people in D.C. I'll leave it at that. And they get very excited about it and say, that goes with a lot of the alternate plans we've had. Yeah, that's... I'm like, well, you have to do this. You can't have the other plan. We can't just retreat. We have to be involved in the world, but we can do it through openness and soft power and culture and industry and stop being the bad guys and go back to being the good guys. And the whole world's going to want to join us. And you already see it with the trade deals and everything. And all these Eastern European countries saying no to Soros and the globalists and pulling out. You have the EU attacking the U.S. with censorship, control, going after Elon Musk, going after U.S. citizens. You have them exporting. You know, it's now been declassified that Keir Starmer sicked the EU with Hillary Clinton on Donald Trump and Elon Musk. You even see Jonathan Turley with the documents and Mike Benz. I mean, this is crazy. Well, instead of just fighting all the attacks of the EU, it's an unelected commission. It's a dictatorship. See Elon Musk this week, you know, posting on X, this is Europe, image of all the countries, and this is the EU. It's Brussels. Tiny little spot. You have to get a magnifying glass to see it. It's a paper tiger. It's illegitimate. All you do is expose it and peel off countries into a new U.S. alliance. Oh, the British intelligence went and got 11 countries out of 27 in the Euro to join the Northern group that wants war. How about we go get countries to join the peace group? We've already cut off the Chinese Belt and Road. Trump's already got all those deals with the stands, agreeing to let us run everything. I mean, when it comes to foreign policy, Trump is knocking the sons of bitches out of the park. Grand freaking slamming it. And I know it's not as sexy as infighting and who killed Charlie Kirk and obsessing over everything about Israel all day, which is fine. We cover the Kirk stuff. I have big questions. We cover Israel. We don't want Israel manipulating us. Israel thinks it's the center of the universe. It doesn't even care about all these other issues. It's out of control. We spend a lot of time on it. But every time I put the stuff out and predict what's coming, and you see it, I see all these comments saying, why are you distracting from the Jews? Pull your head out of your butt. I don't want to be proven right with a damn nuclear war. And you're starving to death with no electricity, and you go, God, Ellis was right. I've been right about all this stuff, and I need the credibility so we don't have to be right again. We can listen to what I'm saying and stop it. I was against the Iran strikes. I didn't say it wouldn't work. I said it probably will as a de-escalation, as a face-saving thing. But Israel's not going to want that. They're going to keep pushing it. It could easily get out of control. It didn't. Great. I didn't say it would fail. I understand why we need regime change in Venezuela. The drug is just a piece of it. It's about taking control of our hemisphere. It's original American policy. You want to look it up? Look up U.S. gunboat diplomacy in the Caribbean. You'll understand it all. And it goes back to the Barbary Wars and Thomas Jefferson. And it's in all the legal briefings about Trump has the power to do this. So, I know all these angles, okay? Every new listener is saying, what's a Barbary War? What's gunboat diplomacy? Just go look it up. It's like people everywhere, and they have all these leftists out screaming and yelling in Tennessee and in D.C. in the face of National Guard, saying you're traitors, you're violating the law, posse comitatus. That's not posse comitatus. And I'll get to that coming up. It's totally constitutional what Trump is doing. And it's what you use the military for in a crisis like this. It's cut and dry, classic America. With Trump, you're back to the future. Because America's always been the cutting edge of freedom and innovation. We got away from that into totalitarianism. We're now going back to when we were the leaders, back to the future. And if local mayors and Soros judges won't bring in law and order, that's when the Insurrection Act's brought in. Now, Trump can do what he's done so far without invoking it, but the sooner he invokes it, the better. And that's why you see them running around saying, do not follow any of these orders. These are illegal orders. And these are a few examples of National Guard officers that are saying they're not going to follow these orders as a precedent ahead of the uprisings and the Podesta plan to trigger a civil war because they want to try to neuter Trump ahead of them doing that so that when Trump tries to deploy the military when they're really needed, enough people believe it's illegal that you get mutinies and the breakdown of society. That is the official Red Mirage Podesta plan. But thank God now the White House, the Pentagon are focusing on. But that's here at home. That's all the different front wars Trump's dealing with. Look at this. MSM is reporting on this. Leaked document shows U.S. wants to pull four countries out of the EU and make Europe great again plan. Let's go to X. During the break, I tweeted on X my analysis of this and what the headline really should say. But Trump has launched Operation 1776 worldwide to expose the unelected EU dictatorships trying to drag us into war. Trump is now making moves led by Orban to start having countries, at least with their political bloc votes, say, we're not going to let the commission that's unelected say what our policy is. We're declaring national sovereignty and pointing out you're unelected and saying we'll leave the EU just like Trump will leave NATO. If you don't stop it, you're not going to drag us into this war. Breaking now, leaked document details Trump plan to pull four countries out of the unelected EU dictatorship to free the continent from the grip of globalists and make Europe great again. Alex Jones is live on air right now covering this historic development. That's why they want me off, because I've done my homework, I know what I'm talking about, and I'm able to integrate all these different geopolitical maps and layers, energy, culture, sociology, anthropology, you name it, into one threat matrix analysis. Leaked document shows U.S. wants to pull four countries out of EU to make Europe great again. Yes, that's how you counter Starmer, who's got his 11 countries, or now one more joint, 12 out of 27, that are saying, no, we're going to war, we don't care, and we're going to drag you into it. No, you're not, you degenerate pedophile king, head magistrate 15 years protecting all pedophiles in the U.K., A U.S. defense website claims to have seen a leaked document, and I know this is real because I can just tell you that, unveiling a dramatic U.S. proposal to prize four countries away from the European Union as part of a bold new Make Europe Great Again strategy. The document is also said to call for the U.S. to back parties and movements that seek sovereignty and preservation, restoration of traditional European ways of life. The supposed leak comes just weeks after the release of the official 33-page national security strategy, which sparked debate for the stark warning that Europe faces civilizational erasure. Yeah, it sounds like Elon Musk wrote it. And for suggesting it is far from obvious whether certain European countries will remain reliable allies because of the Islamic takeover. Yeah, the UK will probably be the first new European caliphate, literally. You know, they're only 10%, but they vote in a bloc, so they take over. But why, see, in a parliament, it's not a two-party system. You can steal an election with a 10% swing. But with dozens of parties, you get an extra, you get a 10%, you're in charge. The White House has since come out swinging, vehemently denying the claims as the leak triggered widespread alarm in Europe. Yeah, right. So there you go, a big, 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 big deal. Now, I mentioned this some earlier, but this is huge. And I can tell you, this is all of publicly available information. This is accurate. I can tell you, I've looked at this. The Chi-Coms have a generation or two behind us with their weapons that Clinton all gave them. The intercontinental ballistic missiles, the delivery systems, the guidance systems, the reentry device systems. So when an ICBM comes in with its payload, the third stage, or the second stage, depending on the type of missile, there's not one nuke in there. There's dozens. And decoys. Try to get our anti-missile defense systems off. And that's just nukes. China has a 10-to-1, 15-to-1, 20-to-1, 30-to-1, depending on what area, weapons superiority just in numbers, particularly in and around Taiwan, with all their ships around it, the mainland just a couple miles away. If the United States, with all its aircraft carriers and everything we've got, tried to go have a toe-to-toe knockdown drag-out with the Chinese, who aren't cream puffs, in case you didn't know. We'd be out of ammunition in hours, and they wouldn't even be getting started. And war is all about mass, and mass equates into the number of troops, vessels, delivery systems, weapons, ammunition. Their mass is, in that area, 10-to-1 projection conservatively. And that's not even counting their artillery. North Korea has a 10-to-1 artillery superiority over South Korea. But China's already taken South Korea politically, now communist. Oh, you see how the dominoes are falling? I know, talking about South Korea being run by communists now, it's covering up for Israel. Because, see, people are challenged by geopolitical knowledge. And I want to wake you guys up, the reason I reach out to you. No, there's other pieces on the board here. And so people, oh, China's not a threat. Oh, it's a red herring. Oh, Islam's not a threat. It's a red herring. I wish it was. It's not. You know, when I said a little statement about China not being a cream puff, you know why I said that? Well, we'll go back thousands of years in their wars with the Huns and all the rest of it, or with Japan. But how about Korea? The Korean War, or conflict, police action. You know what the Chinese were like during that? You know what the Army and Marines dealt with there? So, this is beyond not being a cakewalk, okay? And the battle reports from Korea about the Chinese soldiers, who weren't even well-trained at that time, is like fighting an army of robots. They will walk directly into everything. You don't have peeing on themselves. You don't have desertion. It basically doesn't even exist. Just robot attack. Millions. And now they don't have AK-47s, folks. They have the equivalent of Javelin missiles. And that's down to the small units. Okay? So, I mean, wasn't it easy to fight the Vietnamese? Oh, that's nothing compared to actually going to war directly with China. All right? Newsflash, in a war, the East Asians are not pussies, folks, okay? So, it goes right to nuclear war immediately. That much is obvious. The United States isn't going to let China kick our ass. This stuff kicks off, particle beams start zapping, all the other little rods from God, all the rest, we're all dead, okay? I mean, this is beyond insane, and it needs to stop right now. That's why Trump's new national security strategy is, we'll cut off Russia from China, they'll work with us, China will still let you be powerful, but we're going to cut you off militarily. And just hope there's, because once we cut Russia off, they can't pull this. Trump is doing the right plan, the only way to get out of this. There's a narrow path out of this. In all these other horrible futures, there is a narrow way. The straight and narrow. And Trump's showing China, pushing him out of Panama Canal, pushing him out of Venezuela. This is all about showing China. And saying, don't you do it. Don't you do it. And yeah, if Russia makes this deal and China makes this deal, Trump's going to cut Taiwan loose. But under that deal, China's not going to run their rare earth minerals and they're not going to run their big global domination plan. And Trump's going to hold their feet to the fire. And that's just how these global events happen. But that's what's on the table. But notice, we're going to move the chips out of Taiwan first. Taiwan's already agreed. It's already begun. We've already started the evacuation out of there. It'll take a few years. But what Trump is doing is very pragmatic and is exactly what I would do. Very impressive by President Trump. He can do so good on something like this and then handle other things just terribly. But, you know, that's why we're here. So then you got Venezuela and all of that. Russia's saying, oh, don't grab more, you know, the tankers. Putin says he's siding with Venezuela, but in truth, he's already evacuated the Russians. So that's all counting down very, very quickly. All right, I'm going to stop there and move on from geopolitics into the Insurrection Act. Domestically, is Trump violating the Constitution? I will give you the answer, and you don't have to believe me. You'll check the law, Constitution, the court rulings. Very informative information coming up. Then what the insane left's doing and what they've got in store for us and the horrible draconian stuff being passed in Canada. Silver and gold continue to hit all-time highs, as I told you. A month ago when it dipped down, I said, just watch. In a month, it'll be back up more than ever. And I was right, because of market fundamentals, folks. I'm not going to tell you something is a sure thing unless it is. And unless there's a nuclear war, which we might have, actually, silver and gold are only going up for the next few years. And they're never going down from whatever high they hit. Before we go to break, you've got a decision to make. We're in an information war. It takes money to fund this operation. And we are going into the red right now. I need you to do your Christmas shopping at TheAliceShowStore.com. Huge sale runs till Sunday evening at midnight Central Time. All the supplements, the ultramethylene blue, liquid and capsules, the Irish sea moss, the bovine colostrum, we've got the best, the Shilajit. It's all of it. The creatine gummies, highest quality, incredible, great deal, 40% off. That includes the apparel. There's only like 60% markup in the apparel on average. So we make a few bucks on them. That means widest selection of Patriot apparel, TheAliceShowStore.com. I need you to make the decision. Because 99% of you never go to the site. The 1% that do, God bless you. You're the reason we changed the world. Widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements. Go to TheAliceShowStore.com right now. This is, again, it's not a Netflix show. This is entertainment. You know, you're not watching some sci-fi movie. I'm real. This is all real. You can see it unfolding. And we have fought off so many powerful forces because you did it. You supported us. But I'm telling you, this is a marathon, not a sprint. And I need your support right now. Plus, the products are incredible. Take action now. Don't support the globalists. Don't fight the crowds. Do your Christmas shopping now. And if you're on the fence, any of you, just get ultramethylene blue and experience that and get some to give us gifts. Because as soon as you see how great it is, you're going to want more. Get the best methylene blue now at TheAlexHomeStore.com. Hour number two straight ahead. My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at TheAlexShowStore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, next segment I'm getting into all the geopolitical news. The Domestic Posse Comitatus, Martial Law News, and more. This is a longer John Bowne report. It's like 7 minutes long, but I'm going to play part of it. We posted it on X this morning and on Rumble. Global free speech killer goes live, because later in the broadcast, I got a bunch of developments, not just on Australia and Europe putting in the draconian anti-free speech, but what's happening here. So we're going to be doing a deep dive on that in the fourth hour today. But here's part of John Bowne's report.
We need to build up societal immunity around information manipulation.
In November of 2024, Australia passed the world's first online safety amendment, the Social Media Minimum Age Act, banning social media accounts for under 16-year-olds without parental consent override, effective December 10th, 2025.
From December 10, people under the age of 16 will no longer have access to social media accounts. It's part of a new law to help keep under 16 safer online.
Platforms including TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, X, Reddit, Threads, Twitch, and Kick must take reasonable steps like biometric or ID-based age verification to enforce the rule or face fines up to nearly $50 million.
Every kid is worried about this. They think it's literally their identity online.
The law enjoys broad parental support in Australia, but is fiercely opposed by tech companies, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Elon Musk, who calls it a backdoor way to control access to the internet.
They will glorify it, and they'll make it sound like a really fantastic thing, and it's completely not that. It's all trickery. It's all to push us into a communist style of living.
Once again, the globalists have hitched what appears to be legislation for the common good to their wagon cart of totalitarian domination. A slippery slope that normalizes mass surveillance, risks sensitive data breaches, isolates teens from educational networks, and may drive minors to unregulated underground apps, setting Generation Alpha up to be surveilled to the nth degree once they reach 16 years of age.
The company is also rolling out notifications warning teenagers of the ban, asking them to verify their age, which can be done in multiple ways: a driver's license, facial recognition, or Connect ID, which proves your identity through a bank account.
Meanwhile, the EU's Digital Services Act, fully applicable since February 2024, imposes systematic risk assessments, rapid illegal content removal, and trusted flagger systems that were heavily influenced by Stanford University's Cyber Policy Center. Orwellian frameworks originally developed under the First Amendment with U.S. government agencies and later exported to Brussels.
Under the DSA, the EU will find private global companies that operate right here in the U.S. Think Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X. Up to 6% of their global annual turnover every time they don't censor certain speech. And that speech is based on extremely vague terms like hate speech, misinformation, and online safety. On the flip side, there's no penalty for censoring too much speech, so corporations will be incentivized to err on the side of over-censoring, helping the EU clamp down on speech it doesn't like and moving the needle toward total narrative control. In other words, if you share something on Instagram that might break the rules somewhere in Europe, Meta will have to remove your post or face a fine of about $10 billion. That's billion with a B.
This same group, the Stanford Cyber Policy Center, brought over the head or deputy head of the Sweden Psychological Defense Agency so that censors in America could learn from censors in Sweden about the best way to psychologically defend the public against populist right-wing news sources, effectively.
There will be custodial terms of 6 months.
The UK's Online Safety Act, fully operational from July 2025, has forced platforms like Substack to demand government ID for access to certain content, triggered Wikipedia high-risk classification threats, and empowered Ofcom to punish...
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting edge, mitochondrial, and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Once wrote, he was an evil man, but a genius, and I agree with him totally on the statement, that there are decades when nothing happens and weeks where decades happen. We are in the mega fourth turning. That's a societal fact. All of the accelerated global changes are coming to a head. All the major powers are jockeying for control and position. Trump is swinging for the fences very competently to stabilize the world, not have a nuclear war, and put America in the pole position and keep us there. Domestically, the Democrats and the globalists have been undermining Trump, pushing insurrection, pushing violence, pushing summers of love, and saying if he got back in office, they were going to implement civil unrest. Trump would then constitutionally trigger the Insurrection Act. It's been done many times before, and it's cut and dry. When blue cities and states go into open rebellion. And they've been pre-positioning for the military that any order he gives is illegal. That's why they lie about Hegseth, and that turned out to be a hoax, of course, and say the National Guard's out attacking and killing people, which they're not. They're getting killed. All they're doing is a show of force in the cities where they've had the police stand down or defunded them. It's made crime drop 98%, violent crime, over 80% total crime in D.C. Same thing in areas of Tennessee like Memphis. There are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. And so that's where we are right now. And so they're undermining, even before we got back in. Oh, he's going to have the military kill migrants and kill blacks. You mean you're going to false flag them? And then 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, Jesse Waters and a bunch of other people on Newsmax, you name it, who are dialed in and been involved in regime change themselves, like the Newsmax host I'm talking about, the high-level Navy SEAL, said, no, I've talked to people at the Pentagon, the White House. We've been visited by the CIA, meaning elements that are loyal to Trump in America. And they said, no, the Democrats are preparing a false flag event to make Trump look bad ahead of an uprising. When he calls out the troops, they think they'll have enough support, at least in the blue cities and states, to have them secede, and we're into a civil war. And then if Trump sends in troops to stop those governors and mayors, they're going to try to rally the public, like the mayor of Chicago and the governor of Illinois and the governor of Colorado and the mayor of Denver have said, we're going to stand with citizens and fight you. We're going to resist you. They are teeing this up. They're not doing this for no reason. Now the Seditious Six did what I told you. They're being funded by Soros. Oh, we had people in the Pentagon that are concerned approach us to do this. Oh, you mean the traitors in there? We knew about that when Trump first got in. They were having secret meetings against Trump. So they're creating an environment where Trump's forced to do this. And then anywhere the National Guard is, and it's happening to regular military and people just at airports that are in uniform, you name it. I see the videos every day. People are running over, screaming at them, saying, you're a Nazi, you're a traitor, you're a scumbag. They're doing it to ICE. They're doing it to Border Patrol. They're doing it to just federal marshals that are delivering, you've seen the news, warrants at a crack house or whatever. And they are getting attacked because they're a Fed. Because the leftist media is saying Nazis are coming and they've got apps to track federal vehicles and all the rest of this. Soros bought 200 and what was it, 40-something radio stations right before the election that are Spanish-speaking, and they pump out, here's where ICE is, go get them, go get them. I mean, this is crazy. And you have these idiots. There's this particular guy I see in D.C. every day. I'm a combat veteran, F you, you scum. And he starts getting closer and closer in the faces of the military, sticking a camera 1 inch from their nose, trying to get them to do something. This is after they had two of their compatriots shot weeks ago. And they go to churches that are conservative and scream and yell at everybody all over the country. And if you notice, when this video I'm going to play starts, it's another tactics, he says, get back. Guaranteed he was just in his face seconds before, because he does it again later. And was too stupid to cut that part out. Just like you'll see the videos all over the country where they ram ICE vehicles at high speed, attack them, throw bottles, bricks at them. They arrest the people. You'll have like three or four ICE surrounded by 100 people. They still go out and do their job. But the leftists edit it to when they're arresting people and they scream, I'm a citizen. I didn't do anything. Why are you attacking me? Well, you just rammed their car 60 seconds before. They get out, you attack them, and then jump in their vehicle trying to get the illegal alien out of the back. You should be beat upside the head with a billy club. You just ram somebody with a deadly weapon. Surprised you get your ass shot, but they know they got to have restraint because they're being set up. It's a superlative job that ICE is doing. I mean, again, people are like, wait, you used to be anti-government. You used to be anti-police. No, I wasn't. When the left was openly training the military for gun confiscation, martial law, and FEMA camps, I had the military and police giving me the information. They were the ones giving it to me. They weren't the bad ones. It was the orders coming down, like the left saying, don't follow legal orders. Well, they were being given illegal orders and prepared for legal operations that all got declassified. But this isn't offensive, go out and take over. We won the election. We're fixing the country. This is stopping your martial law civil war plan. So first I want to show, this is even the worst video. This was just new. This particular idiot, I've seen probably 20 of his videos, at churches, yelling at police, getting right in people's faces. I mean, put the camera 1 inch from your nose. F you, F you, F you. And he's a big guy, these other people he's with. And they're doing one thing, trying to push the National Guard into attacking him. They've said, we want blood. We want the Guard to hurt us. That's been their mission. They've had MSNBC headline. We're hoping to trick ICE or the Guard into overreaction. Now notice the first part is like, get back. He goes, I'm back. What's the problem? Yeah, show us the video 10 seconds before it. And we know you did it because you do it again. In his face, in his face, in his face, in his face. But you notice almost all the public is on the side of the military. In fact, in these videos, all of them are. Black, white, old, young people are sick of it. Let me tell you, I'm a pretty tough guy. I've been to D.C. a lot. And it's never been super safe. But man, the last few times I've been there, even this year, the Guard had got there. It was night and day. But I mean, you forget some toothpaste or you forget something, you got to go to the CVS a block away. It's dangerous, folks. It's scary. The muggings, the crime, the carjackings, it's gone now. It's safe. All because the criminals are so dumb, a few hundred troops made them think, oh, now since there's a show of force, I better stop. It's that simple. It's like when they park a cop car, in the middle of the median with nobody in it, everybody slows down. It's the same thing. So go to this crazy man This is an example of what's going on, trying to provocateur things. And then we're going to go to an excellent breakdown, which you can pull up yourself, where this particular person is anonymous, lays out the law and the history. Go ahead and play the first clip.
All right, guys, what's up? You guys understand the Constitution. I'm sure you understand the Posse Comitatus Act. What are you guys doing here? Sergeant, have you heard of Captain Dylan Blaha or Staff Sergeant Demi Palachuk?
Oh, hey, pause again.
What about you, Private?
Yeah, we'll start it over. They use two DEI hardcore commies. I've played videos of both these guys. America sucks and is racist and shouldn't even exist, and I'm ashamed of this country, and we shouldn't even have a military, and I'm a communist, and I'm in uniform saying Trump's a dictator and I'm not following his orders. So out of millions of troops, you get a few scumbags who say they're officers to do this, and now you got a precedent, they're saying, for everybody to not follow orders, even though all the courts have ruled what Trump's doing is constitutional, including banning transgenders in the military. That was just yesterday. All of it's cut and dry. But you got some like 6'7", you know, guy running around screaming and threatening and yelling at everybody, saying they're traitors. And you got cover now to not do this. You got cover now to not walk around in the streets and get shot at by a, you know. It's just, the guy has a formula. He's been given a script. Yeah, who's this? Who'd this guy get paid for? Because what he's doing is not a crime. It's just free speech. But the reason he's out there, who sent him out there to undermine the military, to undermine the command and control ahead of what's coming, that is illegal. I believe if you have his cell phone, his email, it's so easy. Guaranteed he's following a script. Guaranteed of racketeering to overthrow this country. This guy's literally a Soros agent I bet my balls on it. Let's go to this clip.
All right, guys, what's up? You guys understand the Constitution. I'm sure you understand the Posse Comitatus Act. What are you guys doing here? Sergeant, have you heard of Captain Dylan Blaha or Staff Sergeant Demi Palachuk? What about you, Private? Do you understand that you're currently violating the Constitution? That you're currently following illegal orders? Are you aware of that fact, son? Where are you guys from? West Virginia? Or is that Arizona? That looks like an Arizona patch, huh? You guys are smart. You're not going to talk. Off. What are you going to do? You can't tell me to back up. This is a public sidewalk. I am more than 3 feet away. Yeah. Off, bitch. Off. Go yourself. I do. What's up? What's up? You flexing? What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Sergeant? Oh, you have a deployment pass. You have a combat badge? Combat? Infantry? Combat infantry badge? Combat action badge? What do you got? Where'd you deploy to, Sergeant? You look a little young. You ever seen combat, son? Because I have. Tell me to back up on a public in front of Union Station. You really that dumb, motherfucker? You got plenty of space, man. You got over 6 feet? Here, I'll give you a COVID balance there, bud. Where are you from? You're gonna talk to me. At least tell me where you're from. You guys realize you're violating the Constitution. Just by being here, it might not seem like much, but what you're doing is you're getting them used to federal troops deployed on our streets. And I know you think, oh, I'm just following orders, but when a captain and a staff sergeant have already refused those illegal orders, then they have set the precedent that you can do the same thing. So I'd like you to frickin' reevaluate your life decisions and go ahead and go home. Shame on you guys.
Back up, sir.
You're violating the Constitution.
I've already asked you to back up.
Go home. Refuse your illegal orders. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Flex on me, bro. I have every right to stand here and talk to you. There is no law that says I can't be standing here on this public sidewalk. You want to do something, Sergeant? You go ahead and do that. I'm a combat infantry veteran. You off, bitch. Shame on you. Go back to whatever town you came from. Go back to Arizona or West Virginia. We are tired of this. Remember your fucking oath, soldiers.
You know, it's all a blur. Do me a favor. Call Rob Doohan here right now. He can come to the microphone. He'll remember. Because I know they did a settlement. Stuart Rhodes is a lawyer. Then I got him a settlement. Where was that? It happened a couple times. We would go cover globalist events, And they would have the National Guard at those under Obama. And they twice, two different cities, arrested the crew and tied them up in the rain at a abandoned factory, in one case, and threatened them. And the military wouldn't follow orders. They got upset, but they had cops that were brainwashed. And they basically tortured our crew one of the times. But that was Obama, see? That was real violation of posse comitatus. Arresting journalists. It happened twice. Rob, what was the one you got the settlement? Pittsburgh. Come over here and tell people the story. Here, come sit down. I just thought of this. So you know, like, we're experts. Like, we've experienced the real deal. Okay, come on over. No. You don't need to get a chair. Just come sit here and tell people the story. It's all a blur. Just tell you.
So this was the G20 in 2009, and we went there as a crew of three of us. Jason Burmis was there, and we get in. We're at the hotel where they're having the G20 meeting, and then we get word that the National Guard is going to be deployed. So there's a National Guard air base right outside of Pittsburgh, so we drive there at night to go get a comment from the PIO. And we get to the gate, and we're filming the whole time. We said, hey, can we talk to your PIO? And they said, yeah, we'll get him to come out. He comes out. And he doesn't want to answer any questions. And he's like, who are you with? Who are you with? And we tell him who we're with. And it's all on video. It was all in Police State 4, the rise of FEMA. And then we leave. They follow us out for an exit. And then we get back in. And then they close off the city to where you can't get in or out. Then the next morning, they call. Because they called you. You talked to them at one point. But it was a
I called the colonel.
Yeah, it was a sheriff. Well, it was a sheriff's deputy. And then you got to the colonel after that. But yeah. The sheriff's deputy called us and said, hey, you need to bring your rental car in. He was acting like he was an employee for a rental car place. He said, you need to bring your car in because we have to fix the brakes. And we're like, well, we can't leave. And they goes, well, actually, I'm with the state police, and you were sneaking around the National Guard base, and we want to know who you are. And we said, well, hey, we'll get our boss to call you. So Alex called him, talked to a couple different people, and there's articles.
I was on air, I remember.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bunch of articles about this. We put all that stuff out.
What's the time you got arrested in the
So then I got arrested. It was 2 days later. We were at it was actually a protest, on Pitt campus. That was a police brutality protest because the police were using LRADs on people, and there were National Guard mixed in with them, but it was mainly, it's like police from all over the country coming there and setting up and, you know, just kind of corralling people, keeping people away from the G20. But that night, they had this protest.
Protecting the globalists.
Exactly. It was all protecting the globalists.
But real posse comitatus violation.
And that's where we saw the first Antifa stuff, because there was a lot of legitimate protesters there. And then all of a sudden, the black bloc protesters, and we didn't even call them Antifa at the time, they would roll in dumpsters into the street and set them on fire.
Just like in 99 when they made a test set with the Delta Force with working. That was violation of posse comitatus.
Exactly.
Mainstream news in command of Antifa to discredit the peaceful protesters.
Exactly.
That's a violation of posse comitatus.
And then that night, I got arrested, and they took us to this old abandoned. It was an abandoned jail from on the other side of the river, and I was held there for about 10 hours. But that was, you know, I was a member of the press, and I had my camera rolling the whole time. Yeah, there we are talking to the Air National Guard.
So the point is that was Obama. That was them training him to take the press on.
Yeah.
That's a violation of posse comitatus, not troops patrolling in a lawless city. Great job, Rob.
Yep.
All right, I'd forgotten it. I remember the story now. And there was another time it happened. So the point is that I had the military giving us all these documents over the years of them training them to take your guns and take over and do all this stuff. The military was abandoning illegal orders. That's a violation, not what Trump's done. So here's an excellent breakdown. The Insurrection Act, what happens when states defy federal law? What Trump's getting ready for is totally constitutional. And, yeah, they are soft-launching the troops out of this because the left has an insurrection overthrow plan they admit to. So Trump had better do this. It's his duty to protect, defend, and preserve the Constitution. Let's go to this report.
Let's set the record straight. The Insurrection Act isn't a loophole. It's the law. It's the safeguard our founders built to preserve the Union when states refuse to protect the rights of their citizens or enforce federal law. Under normal conditions, the military doesn't act as police. That's what the Posse Comitatus Act prevents. But when governors or mayors abandon their duty, when violence, defiance, or political theater make enforcement impossible, the Insurrection Act allows the president to act. Not to conquer the states, but to restore order, protect citizens, and reestablish the rule of law. Here's how it works. There are three legal pathways for invoking it. One, when a state requests help during rebellion or unrest. Two, when federal law can't be enforced by normal means because of obstruction or rebellion. And three, when state leaders refuse to protect constitutional rights or defy federal authority altogether. Before troops move, the president must first issue a public proclamation ordering agitators to disperse, a final warning before action. It's not martial law. Civilian government continues. Military's role is supportive, not supreme. And the president's power is still bound by the Constitution, judicial review, and public accountability. The act has been used by Presidents Jefferson, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, and Bush Sr., always to uphold the law when local leaders fail to. Today, as some governors and mayors threaten federal officers, ignore immigration law, and even promise to prosecute ICE agents, the stage is set for another showdown. If that moment comes, the Insurrection Act is the legal mechanism that defines where state defiance ends and federal authority begins. My friends, we are all anonymous, and remember, law without enforcement is chaos, and the Insurrection Act exists to prevent exactly that.
Civil War out last year, one battle after the next out a few months ago, Leonardo DiCaprio, all is preparing this. You have the governor of California to say we're preparing the Western Alliance to go on offense. That's from the Podesta plan and from the movie. I know I've run into the troops. All the National Guard we ran into in D.C. were listeners. They know what's going on. They're not coming to take your guns. They're not coming to overthrow your government. They're here because of the Soros leftist Podesta operation. And if this stuff all goes down, I'm going to 100% back Trump. He's elected. The globalists are on record with what they've done. The military and the federal police have been extremely restrained. And I literally advised the White House when Trump first got in and DHS. They already knew, but I Flynn did it as well, that they're going to try to set you up. And I even said, maybe you shouldn't roll too hard on the illegals at first till you gear up, because this is the setup. And they said, no, we're going ahead with it, which is the right thing to do. But I mean, it's a tough situation. So, but let me tell you, I can show you all the local newscasts. Long after we broke the documents, they'd have all these newscasts. We're trying to take the guns, the constitutional patriots of the enemy. We're about to have a civil war. And the local police are being trained in these multi-jurisdictional task forces to take on the American patriots. And it was good people in the military that exposed it. So, yeah, I'm an expert on this. I've made 4 films, written books on the police state, had all the experts on. Trump is following the law and his duty. All right. A lot of big developments with the Federal Reserve, a lot of big developments with Bitcoin and gold and silver. And what's happening with the global economy? It's all coming up. Then, got a special guest I'll tell you a little bit later. Wow, in studio, coming up in 32 minutes from now. But remember, you're the Paul Revere's. Share the live feeds at Real Hawk Jones on X, on Rumble, at Infowars.com/show, and tell folks about the local station you're listening to. We'll be right back.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation to take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, Ultramethylene Blue Liquid, 40% off. Bovine Colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene Blue Caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene Red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate Sea Moss, gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. We have a new product in
and thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, a time of great changes here on every front, economically, culturally, spiritually, militarily. We have Dr. Andrew Wakefield, totally vindicated on the poison vaccines, in studio to look at all the new developments next hour. After he leaves, a ton of other news and analysis and breaking information I have. But just remember, I'm backed by you. This broadcast is funded by you. You're the reason we're having this great effect. So please, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Do your Christmas shopping with us until Sunday night at midnight. Store-wide on all the Patriot apparel, all the supplements, everything. 40% off. And I get this question on the street. I get it everywhere. Do your supplements really work? Why do you go to Whole Foods or, and like, there's 10 aisles of it? There's a lot of great stuff. Yes. I mean, is there stuff you can buy at a gas station or other places that doesn't work? Yeah, I'm selling stuff that really works. I'm selling the best. Our ultramethylene blue, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, all of it. And regardless, you're funding the operation, so it's a win-win. But yes, get it. Try it. It's those of you on the fence that need to understand how important this is. I can't do this without you. Plus, the products really work. If you do anything, buy yourself a bottle of ultramethylene blue capsules or liquid tincture. You're going to love it so much. Buy a few extra bottles and give us gifts. But tell people to talk to their physician before they take it because it can interact with SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. You have the new creatine gummies, the highest quality creatine in.
Each gummy is a daily serving. So good for not just your muscles and everything, but it's the brain that creatine's really good for. Look at the Alzheimer's studies alone. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. So take action. Keep us on the air. Do your Christmas shopping there. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. No, just go to thealexjonesstore.com. And it's 40% off on all the ball caps and t-shirts and hoodies and sweaters. Biggest selection out there. And on average, the apparel has like 60% markup. So you're getting this very close to cost at 40% off for the apparel. Please do your Christmas shopping right now. And the sales end on the 14th, but if you look at the maps out there, most places in the U.S., you'll get it before Christmas if you order by the 19th. Okay? But you really want to get your orders in now. We can't do it without you. We've come so far together. There's no broadcast or place that anybody can point out and say it's had a bigger effect to wake people up. So you're betting on the right horse. I thank all of you that have supported us in the past. I want to encourage those on the fence. What are you doing? Yeah, share the article, share the videos. That's great. Share the live feeds. Thank you. Pray for us. We need that. But also, get the great products right now. Do one thing for yourself. Get Ultramethylene Blue. Experience it for yourself. It's so strong, though, just take a quarter dropper the first time. Kirk Elliott, you know, had taken it before. Other brands didn't really feel anything. Blew him away when he took it. Every other guest we've had. I've given it to over 500 people personally. Three didn't feel it. All right, within 30 minutes. And that's just the short-term effects. No letdown. It is insane. We have the best medical grade. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel any time for free. Get $40 to spend instantly in the store. Special deals, special offers, you name it. So become a VIP for those special offers and special deals and the free $40. Thealexjonesstore.com. It's not a commitment. You can cancel any time. All right. I've been trying to get him on for days because, man, is he vindicated. 14 years ago, I told listeners, I'm out of the silver and gold market. We were selling it with a sponsor wholesale. There was such small margins, they couldn't even make a profit unless it was a bull market. I made the decision. I said, I think this was speculative before. Still good to have some silver and gold, but I said, I'm out. Then 12 years later, I look at all the market indicators and the industrial issues and everything, and I say, now is the time. And, well, we got to go find all those clips. And a lot of you saw and heard it. And I said, now's the time. So I go out and I get the highest rated top gold and silver broker in North America because he has the best quality, best, and it's wholesale every day. You know wholesale price. You don't have to imagine. And you boom, get it. It's amazing. But we're not really pitching things right now. KEPM.com/gold. And the toll-free number, get a free consultation on the phone or sign up for email and they'll call you and they can roll over all these financial issues as well. But there's nothing that's performed as good as silver and gold in the last 2 years. Exactly as I said, because that's what all the indicators and market indicators are. And so Dr. Elliott, wow, silver all-time high, gold all-time high. You were on a few weeks ago and it had corrected. We said, look, that's just profit taking, ladies and gentlemen. They've run out of silver. They need it more than ever for nuclear reactors, for all these new batteries, for everything. Like you said, silver is the thing that's been underperforming. It's going to have the most growth. Gold's great as well. You've been proven absolutely right. You sent me a giant list of documents and proof here. But bigger than just people getting silver and gold for the best place, that's important. The other indicators of what this means for their overall markets, that this is happening. Dr. Kirk Elliott, economist, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, last time we were on, well, it was silver like 54 or something like that, right? So 58. I mean, so what happened on Thanksgiving when they shut down the CME COMEX because of a cooling tower issue? It's like, okay, how could you have a cooling tower issue when the markets weren't even open? It's not that there was a lot of activity, right? So on Friday, silver went from $54 to $58 an ounce after Thanksgiving.
It's like, which you predicted it would do. It would obviously create a run on it when they're obviously running out and did this. It's like closing the banks is going to cause a bigger run.
Yeah, I mean, and so you're a businessman. I'm a businessman. If we've got the largest exchange in North America, we're going to have a redundant cooling system for crying out loud, right? So brakes, you turn on the second one, plan B, within 2 minutes, right? And so, but this was closed for 10 hours. To me, this was the fabricated story because if they didn't halt market trading, silver is going to go up so much. Some of these big banks would have probably defaulted, Alex. So what's the better option? This is all my opinion, right? It's like of the story. It's like, let's just shut down trading. Just halt trading, right? It's a better option than defaulting. because all these banks are so short when silver really started to move, which we talked about, right? So for the last year, right, I've said on your show, and we've talked about this, I think silver is going to be 67 to 75 by the end of the year, right? It's like, and like 2 months ago, people, this is my interpretation, it's like, hey, Dr. Kirk, are you smoking crack, right? It's like 40-something. Is it really going to go that high? It's like, yes, you don't understand. Silver is not like gold. Gold is a financial metal, right? It thrives on chaos and uncertainty, inflationary pressures. When silver runs out and the manufacturers of the world still need it for flat screen TVs and solar and electric vehicles and everything else, they're going to start offering almost any price. So this is what we started to see on Friday after Thanksgiving. There's a big signal that was breached on Friday that I want to talk about. But I laughed this morning, like literally 10 minutes ago. I was looking at your text as you texted me on Tuesday. They're like 5:14 p.m. I was on the phone. I couldn't talk. And you said, silver at 60. Boom. It's like, you know what, Alex? That was 2 days ago. Silver's now at 64.40. It's like, this is just insane. It is going through the roof. So year to date, silver's up 115% year to date. And the year's not over yet. And here's the thing. As great as this has been, the best is yet to come, right? And this is where I get so excited about all the InfoWarriors that are watching that have allocated into bullion. I'm not talking about this rare coin garbage and commemoratives and high premium stuff that I hear horror stories about every single day. All we do is bullion, right? Low cost, maximize your ounces. It's the only way to do it. But here's where a signal was breached on Friday where silver broke through the broad-based stock market index on a chart. You know, we don't have to get into the technicals, the moving averages, everything that it broke through.
But I remember, I mean, like a month ago, you said if it goes past, when you say 57, then it's over. And then you literally said last week, I'm changing my forecast. I think it's going to go up even more, even faster, because obviously there's a run on it. It's obviously run out at all these key facilities.
Yeah,
I think it's a no-brainer to say, we've just seen the beginning of this. In fact, let's play a clip of you November 6th, predicting exactly what has now happened a little over a month later. Here it is. How long till this attempt to manipulate this downwards so they can cover all their positions unravels? It looks like it's already unraveling.
It's unraveling now. It's going to be a progression of unraveling. Probably within 2 months, by the end of the year, we probably have silver pushing 67 to 75. And by late spring, early summer, probably 120 to 140. That would be my guess.
Talk about nailing it, Dr. Elliott. But it's not, you just have the top silver and gold brokering firm in 25 years, overnight success story. My job's easy. Who has the best track record of being right? Who has the best ratings? That's why, I mean, people ask how I'm always so right. I just go to the people that are right. My job's so easy.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like, we don't know where this is going to get to, because when it runs out and it's needed for manufacturing, it's literally like sky's the limit. So those kind of projections were not hard for me to make because I see the supply every single day.
Well, you privately told me if they run out. Well, you said 3 months ago, you know, they're running out, they claim, in 5 months. You predicted it was actually quicker than they said. So potentially if more of them run out, my God, it could go completely parabolic.
Well, yeah, because so when I started in this industry, Alex, was in 2002. In 2001, literally a few months before I got into this industry, the signal that we just saw on Friday happened, right? So it hasn't happened since 2001 where silver broke through the S&P 500 broad-based index, you know, on a chart. That created a 10-year bull run where silver went up 10x. It went from 458 an ounce or so to 48 in 10 years. So by 2011, it was 48. Now, what's the new starting point? The signal was just breached on Friday after Thanksgiving. The new starting point wasn't 450. It's $54 an ounce. I don't care if we get 10X. What if we get 3X? What if we get 2X? What? I mean, this is where silver in the hundreds of dollars
an ounce. The new mega bull market has begun.
Yes. And I don't think it's the beginning of the end. I don't think it's the end of the end. I don't think it's the end of the beginning. I think this is just starting. This is the beginning of the beginning of what I think is a decade-long bull market in commodities, which gold and silver are commodities, right? And we're seeing this.
Well, we know because all the top people, I know you know this, but listen to me now. We're not stopping inflation. Okay? We can grow out of it with an innovation plan of Trump or the stagflation plan. So they're committed to inflation, so it's a no-brainer. Commodities are going to go up. Well, what's the one commodity that's got to be used in all the computers and things? It's silver. What's been the most undervalued? It's the sweet spot. I mean, it's the holy grail, as you predicted.
Yeah. I mean, it's the best inflationary hedge that there is because it's a commodity, and commodities go up with inflation. So just yesterday, Alex, the Fed met. Right. And they decided we're going to lower interest rates by a quarter of a point, which is we said that they would. I mean, 95% chance they were going to. Right. So what happens when they lower interest rates? It basically makes yield bearing products less attractive. So people start to look elsewhere. This is why gold and silver always go up in a lowering interest rate environment. Right. So they lowered interest rates. Now, what they also said in that meeting, I think, is more important than the quarter point low. And this is they committed to buying bonds again. This is going to create massive amounts of inflation from the Fed. It's quantitative easing where they're saying, we're going to, you know what? The rest of the world is de-dollarizing the dollar. They don't want U.S. treasuries anymore. So you know what? We've got this magic trick. Right. We can just go to the printing press and press the red button, and we're going to buy U.S. Treasury bonds with money that we create out of thin air. That was the second half of the meeting that was announced. Not that they just lowered interest rates, which they needed to.
By the way, I'm not defending new quantitative easing, but that's what China does. What other move do they have?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time since COVID that housing actually is down for the year.
And you predicted, right? You predicted that would happen.
Yeah, predicted that would happen because of the job situation, because people's wages haven't kept up with inflation. Trump is going to be successful in this, right? But not yet.
Many illegals have been kicked out. That's also driving down prices.
Yeah. I mean, it is. And so real estate's declining. So yes, you've got to lower interest rates to try to stimulate real estate, right? So, but lowering interest rates, well, should not only do that, but it will actually stimulate the gold and silver markets, which is exactly what we're seeing today. I mean, literally, silver's up another 3.5% today. So consider this. Like when you purchase a house, it's like, okay, you have to pay like 6% or whatever when you buy it. It's like, how long does it take to break even? I mean, it could take years for you to recover that.
Well, a 25-year mortgage, usually it takes you half the mortgage to do that.
Yeah. So we charge 8% when you purchase gold or silver, 0% when you liquidate. Silver's up literally like 15% in the last week. It doesn't take very long in these
fast-moving markets. And you were on 2 weeks ago. We should grab clips from that. You told me, but you said, listen, use this, the fact that it's down some as an opportunity. I'm telling you. And now here we are. People see this price increase and they go, oh, I can't buy it now. I'm going to wait till it drops. Folks, it's like this trend. It may drop some, but in the aggregate, it's going straight up because of all the market fundamentals and the industrial uses of silver. How is gold different, though?
Gold isn't a manufacturing metal. I mean, it's used very little in manufacturing. It's dinky. Gold is just simply a financial metal. The worse things get globally, the more people distrust the government, the more people distrust the banking system, the more inflation that there is, the better gold does. Now, silver acts exactly the same way as those things, but it has this one extra layer of demand. And that is, it's a manufacturing industrial metal. It's used to make things. It has utility other than just a hedge against people hating the government.
And doesn't it have utility? You could call it a rare earth mineral, really. You need it for everything.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, this is why not too long ago, maybe a month ago, the Secretary of Interior basically put added silver to the strategic materials list, meaning it's needed for so many things, from AI chips to
cryptocurrency. Which means the feds are going to stockpile it.
They either going to stockpile it, but B, it allows them. Now, this is a matter of national security when it's on this list. So it's a matter of national security. See, this happened at a time when the Supreme Court was saying, hey, Trump, we don't even know if your tariffs are actually legal, right? We're going to discuss this. So you put silver and copper on a strategic materials list, matter of national security. You can tariff countries if it's a matter of national security, right? And so it's like, okay.
Yeah, it overrides the Supreme Court. They try to block
it. Overrides it, right? So this is where this is actually one of the reasons why London ran out of silver. It was because of the tariff issue. Because why would China or India or COMEX here in North America send metals, which we've been accumulating here in New York? I mean, we talked about this numerous times in the past months. You know, metals were leaving the rest of the world, coming home to roost. We were repatriating it. So it's here, but it needs to be in London. So, but why would COMEX send silver back to London to cover their shortfall if they maybe thought, well, in 2 weeks, there's going to be a tariff. What if the tariff's 50%? Then it costs us 50% more to get it back. We're not sending it over there. So therefore, the banks put 100% lease rate on silver storage. 100%.
So bottom line is an industrial run on silver right now. And we're probably sitting on top of Saturn V rocket here. So I don't think there's any doubt it's already happened.
Yeah.
So obviously this puts way more pressure on the reserves and accelerates the run. What are the numbers you're getting? And I mean, this could be totally insane.
This could be totally insane. And one of the big questions that people ask me is like, Kirk, how high does this go? And when? And it's like, okay, that's like the bajillion-dollar question that nobody really knows. But I can tell you, in theory, gold and silver will not peak. Well, they're going to peak when this global system changes, right? So let's just say
you got a long time. I've had family 2 months ago go, we're going to dump the silver we got from Elliot. And I told him, I said, don't do it. And one group of family dumped it. The other listened and they dumped it at like, you know, $50 or $49. I mean, they just don't listen.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't, right? And it's sad to me, right? Because look at what's happened in just the last 2 months. It's up.
Yeah, like to my own family, like how often am I wrong? You think I just sit around and talk to all the real experts? Like I'm telling you the right advice. But they just can't believe they see all this big problem. They go, oh, we've got to get it now. They just don't understand. Yeah. Like the fundamentals is this is as close to a sure thing as there is.
It is. And so when is gold and silver going to peak? I don't know the date. I don't know the numbers. However, this is what I do know. It's going to keep going up until they fix global inflation. It's going to keep going up until Japan can get their stuff.
And all the top central banks say they're not going to fix it. They're just going to go with it.
They're just going to go with it. See, the fact that the Japanese bond market is collapsing, Alex, and means the yen carry trade is over, global liquidity to fund stimulus all over the earth and keep things propped up, that's done, right? That's absolutely over. So this is going to be probably a decade cycle that before they actually fix things. Gold and silver will peak out when things are fixed. The economy is stable. Wars and rumors of wars cease.
I totally agree. So let's do a pitch right now because you got to go to another interview. I wish you could do a whole hour. You sent me all these documents, all these graphs. But folks, look, it's a sponsor. I could have the scam gold people on, make five times the money. I'd rather have somebody that steers you right, doesn't have big markups, we get a little bit of money, and you're happy. Okay. I mean, this is how I operate. But you got a lot of the other financial instruments, not just, the raw silver and gold. You're ready to do it right now. Give us a pitch, here, Dr. Elliot.
I mean, when you look at other options, what is the cost of doing something? It's the cost of what you're missing. So by staying in, my stocks or bonds or whatever portfolio, you've missed out on silver going up 115% so far this year. And I think we're just at the beginning of the beginning. This is how crazy it is. So call us. We can roll over your IRAs, allocate into physical metals. I'm not talking about paper. I'm not talking about certificates. I'm not talking about mining shares. I'm talking about physical silver or gold. If you have an old 401k, we can roll that over. If you have an existing 401k and you're over 59 and a half, we can roll that over. Or if you just got cash in a brokerage account or a bank, you know, take delivery of it at home, store it at the depository. Any way you can allocate into what I think is the bull market of a generation, give us a call. Now, one big warning. Not all gold is the same. Not all silver is the same. Do not purchase any kind of commemorative, collectible, semi-numismatic, high-grade piece of garbage, because you're not going to recover from that. You're not going to recover from that when you're paying 170% premium over spot. Silver has to move an awful lot for you just to break even, right? It's like only buy bullion, only buy bullion, right? And that would be my warning to people. Just because it's gold or silver, just because that you have a dealer that's on a show that you watch where you trust the host, you know what? Most hosts are not like Alex, who understands the markets. They don't know the mechanics of the companies that they're working with. This is the sad thing about any kind of advertiser. Alex gets it, right? Which is what's so amazing. You maximize your ounces by minimizing your cost. We can help you with that. And this to me, Alex, is bigger than just, oh yeah, this was a great trade for our family. This performed really well. And you're looking at the charts on the screen, right? This to me is legacy building type decisions for generations in your family that are happening right here and right now. I say, yeah, just give us a call. The world's not changing anytime real soon. You can take advantage of it.
Gosh, 2 years. We've been absolutely right. And I wonder how listeners feel that didn't listen to us. I don't know how to be mean to them, but I mean, like, it's not like I'm known for BSing people or you are. I mean, this is just insane. I guess, a nuclear war could stop this from happening going up?
A nuclear war would actually cause gold and silver to go up. The opposite would cause that. If we had global peace, if somehow inflation went away, if for some reason we decided...
You know, if Jesus returns tomorrow, your silver and gold investment isn't good.
Okay, if Jesus comes back tomorrow, there's a rapture, and a bunch of the people are now gone, it's like, this is chaos, and gold and silver go up. Because what is going to happen, right? The only thing that would cause silver to come down is if there's no more electronics anymore, if AI chips were now gone, if cryptocurrency mining stopped.
That's what I'm saying, is it's basically a sure thing. And it's not like I'm up here just saying this. I told people 2 years ago, I'm back in, get in, it's going to do this. Everything you said happened, except it was better than you said. But it followed the graph you said. Dr. Kirk Elliott, KEPM.com/gold. Put the /gold because of support and the toll-free number. Get your consultation now. Don't wait anymore. Get into silver now. Dr. Elliott, you got to join us again tomorrow, okay?
Sounds good. We'll see you.
We'll be right back with special guests in the studio.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off. Our medical grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to
to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Look at me! I am the captain now!
She held events at one of the restaurants that was named in the fraud case and had a former staffer who was convicted in the fraud investigation. So a lot of people are saying, wow, there's a lot of potential links here. How much did she know about that?
Why do you think this fraud was allowed to get so widespread?
This also has an impact on Somalis because we are also taxpayers in Minnesota.
Somalians contribute less than $900 a person to local and state taxes combined. I'm sure you understand that is incredibly low. That's actually lower than I thought it would be.
Now the investigators have come back. They've got convictions on $2 billion in stolen stuff through three scams. Now it's up to $8 billion they've discovered just since they really started focusing on it last week.
But you know, when you come to this country, you got to learn which side of the road to drive on. You got to learn to stop at stop signs, and you got to learn not to defraud the American people.
It's not just the Somali diaspora that has come over here and decided to engage in this criminal behavior. It's a industrial complex with the Democratic Party that enables and turns a blind eye to this behavior because they benefit from it through political support.
A lot of Somalis in my district feel like there's not enough community resources, there's not enough available for them because they're working class folks and came here refugee status and fighting poverty.
There's a reason Minnesota ranks as the top, lowest childhood poverty, best place for children to live. People are taking advantage that they're going to prison. That is totally disconnected with demonizing an entire group of people who came here fleeing civil war and created a vibrant community that makes Minnesota and this country better. But that's Donald Trump. Deflect, demonize, come up with no solutions. He's not going to help fix anything on fraud. My God, there's a big difference between fraud and corruption, and corruption is something he knows about.
Billions of it sent back to terror groups.
Hey! Look at me, sure. Look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
You've got 23 child care or daycare centers either closed or under investigation. The fraud may go as high as $100 million. Now think about that. In fiscal year 2018, Minnesota received $120 million in federal funding. The state contributed about $50 million in matching and maintenance funds. And we may have a fraud case of nearly $100 million in this state, with money then being transferred out of the country via MSP Airport.
The children didn't exist. So you mentioned the spreadsheets where they just used a random name generator to make up names of non-existent children to show to the state. We really are feeding all these kids, but the kids didn't exist. The food didn't exist.
The vast majority of those, what is it, over 90%, come from one province that is a special tribe and a mafia. And it's all run by a mafia system.
And you know, a six-word text from Bach to one of her staff members might have been the most stunning. She wrote, "We may have become the mob." Both Bach and Saeed are charged with wire fraud and bribery connected to a federal pandemic relief program. Prosecutors say nearly $250 million went through Feeding Our Future to sites that falsely claim to serve thousands of meals a day.
So a Somali-American politician here in Maine, Abdullahi Ali, has placed a murder bounty on a journalist for reporting a fraud scandal for millions of dollars involving MaineCare.
If you beef one Somali, you beef every Somali. If there's one thing about Somalis, they are going to ride out for their Somali brothers and sisters. They are going to crash out.
70% of the people coming to the U.S., period, globally, the H-1B visas are from one province, and it's its own mafia that doesn't work with any of the other Indians. That's why once they got control 30 years ago, and they greased Congress's skids, they don't let anybody in but their group. You're letting one clan in.
Three centuries ago, our mothers and fathers followed a promise across the ocean. Somali hands opening a new map. Somali hearts reading the sky. Here, they found a land of rivers and stars. They named it the way the wind whispered, Minnesota.
Minnesota was promised to us Somalis 3,000 years ago. And if you disagree, you're an anti-Kushite bigot.
So the average American, whether they're black or white or whatever, isn't really involved in politics, doesn't donate money, doesn't get engaged. They do. And they're a major game changer. And the average Muslim has 6 kids. The average person in the West, like 1.5. 2 adults, 1.5 kids on average. And they say, I'm having a bunch of kids, putting them all on welfare because I'm taking over.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel. So that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexshowstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I've been interviewing Dr. Andrew Wakefield for at least 20 years, even before they tried to set him up and destroy him. And he has been a fellow Austinite, you know, now lives outside Austin in Wimberley, beautiful place. If I could, I'd live out there. It's gorgeous. I can't commute in the hour. And it's got to be twilight zone for you. In fact, I just didn't get to talk to you before you came in. We just talked like a minute before we went live. And I said, what do you want to cover first? You just said how crazy the world is, how things have changed, the Great Awakening. I said, that was my first question. But probably before we get into all the new developments, important to just recap what they did to you. And, you know, you're not a victim, you're an overcomer. And not for me to play victim either, but I have gone through a very similar demonization, large-scale campaign. So we are peers in that, like a Mike Lindell or a Donald Trump. And it's not like we're a whining victim. We have experienced the machinery and being run over by it. So we have a particular perspective to be able to share with people. But the good news is back when you're blowing the whistle and I'm blowing the whistle on things, there weren't many of us that could really target us. Now there's so many that we're beginning to turn the tide to overwhelm them. So WakefieldMediaGroup.com, now you make films, all the rest of your great work helping autistic children. But you were and still are patient zero, tip of the spear, domino number one in the UK with your patients, discovering this has all been vindicated, then the fake studies, the lies, all of it totally insane. But first, because you want to go there first, 35,000-foot view, they're trying to impeach Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They've had so many huge successes. It's really amazing. And so he's now the new target. We got to rally behind him. And then just recapping and take your time and what happened to you, and then we'll get into all the new developments in this giant new study that's come out. It's just incredible.
Sure, Alex. Well, who could have believed when we first got together that we would be here now, how the world would have changed? But my story starts back. I was a mainstream gastroenterologist at a London teaching hospital, had a big research team. Life was good. And then in 1995, I got a call from a mother who said my child was fine. They were normal. They had speech, language, interaction with their siblings. And then they had a vaccine, and then they disappeared. The lights went out in their eyes, and they were gone. And I believe, I said, why are you calling me? Because I'm a gastroenterologist. I don't know anything about autism at all. Nothing. We weren't taught about it at medical school. It was so rare. And she said, because my child has terrible gastrointestinal problems. And the doctors just say, oh, that's part of autism. Put them in a home, forget about them, have another child, move on. Mm. It was absolutely tragic. And she said, there's an epidemic of this particular problem, regressive autism. And so It was such a coherent and consistent story. I thought, we've got to look into this. We put together a big team of researchers, eminent gastroenterologists. The parents were absolutely right. The experts had said, there's no bowel disease in autism. Kids don't regress. It starts in the womb. It's genetic. No, it wasn't. They were wrong on every single...
Like you said, it was women's intuition.
It was the mother's intuition. And so I looked at this, and people said, look, we can't question vaccine safety. The dean said, of the medical school said, this is not going to be good for your career, an overt threat. You know, stop this or else. And I kind of, you know, being a young surgeon at the time, I just thought, no, that maybe worked twice as hard. And they were right. The parents were right. This is the thing. When they said, my kid has a bowel disease, the medical profession said, no, they don't, and they do. When they say, my child regressed after a vaccine, you take that very, very seriously. You don't assume in your arrogance as a doctor that you know better. So they came after me, and they did a very effective job at dismantling my career. Now, here's the thing, Alex. Now people are familiar with the cancel culture of the medical profession.
But it was unknown then.
Unknown. It was unheard of.
In fact, you're kind of probably the first in modern time.
Well, it certainly felt like that. There was me, and then there were, you know, the World Health Organization and UNICEF.
And you're in every paper every day, the devil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember walking into Times Square. I came back from giving a lecture in Hong Kong, and I walked into Times Square, and there was that sort of ticker thing going around the Fox News building saying, Dr. Wakefield as a fraud, and I was just... Anyway, this is what they did. They came after me. Rupert Murdoch had his son put on the board of GlaxoSmithKline, Europe's biggest producer of MMR. His job as a non-executive director was to go after me to protect that company's name in the media. He did a very effective job and dismantled my career. They accused me of fraud. They accused me of any number of things. There were 28 pages of charges. And it was staggering. And at the time, it was overwhelming. What do you do? But how do you take this kind of thing on? Because it's massive. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to stop feeling sorry for myself and work out how best to continue with this work. And I came to America. So I came here as a political and professional exile, set up in Austin, and they came after me here. And eventually, you know what happened, Alex? I had so many people come to me from federal agencies like the CDC, like NIH, drug companies, saying, we have done a terrible thing. We've committed fraud. Here's the evidence. So I became a repository for whistleblowers, and I thought these would make amazing films. These would make great Aaron Brockovich-type movies, you know, The Insider. And so that's what I did. I became a filmmaker.
Well, I'm not a pathologist, but I've unfortunately seen this a few times, where a homeless person walks out in front of an 18-wheeler and gets splattered down the road. I don't need to be a doctor to know when their body is in 10 different pieces over 100 yards, they're dead. And it's the same thing. I can't tell you how many people at a resort or at a grocery store or a church say, you know, they got 3 or 4 kids with them. Oh, here's our son, Billy. He's 4 now. He was running around happy, playing, totally smart till 18 months, third round, had a bunch of convulsions and never talked again. And then has horrible diarrhea and screams and yells all day. But quantifying is brief for people because now it's been vindicated. What were the findings? What are the shots doing? What's it doing in the gut? We know it's connected to the brain. What's happening?
Well, I don't know, Alex. This is the problem. This is a great shame, is that if our work had been allowed to continue without being sabotaged, I would have answers for you now. But I don't. But I know for sure there was a bowel disease. It was unusual. It wasn't like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. It was something different. But it responded to treatment. If we were given anti-inflammatories or put them on a specific diet, excluding gluten and casein, for example, the kids would improve, not just from the gut, but cognitively. Well, the experts had said, once again, there is no improvement. These children don't get better. The diets have no effect at all. Yes, they do, actually. The parents...
But now the good news is Kennedy is investigating it. Trump's directed an investigation.
Yeah, now the world has changed.
And now they're scared.
They're terrified. Bobby Kennedy getting in there and exposing this and saying, actually, the safety studies. You say safe and effective, safe and effective.
Look, I know you're a doctor to science, you want to speculate, but there are studies out there. Particularly, it's the MMR, they say, is one of the worst, right, than hepatitis. And we know the brain, the spine, the gut's all connected. So, I mean, do we have any idea? I know you like got samples and things like how it's triggering this inflammation. And obviously, if the gut's inflamed, means the brain's inflamed, right?
Well, that's what we you know, what is the mechanism? How is the gut related to the brain? Is it that we're absorbing toxins from a damaged gut? Is it an allergic reaction? Are they being injured independently, but they're both susceptible to a vaccine injury? We don't know. Any number of these.
Well, we know they've been spraying wheat with the glyphosate at the ends. You get a huge intake of that. We know that's toxic. So what I've heard from other scientists is that the cocktail of the shots and then with the glyphosate and then the Tylenol just pushes it over the edge. Boys have a weaker blood-brain barrier. That's why it mainly affects boys. I think that's kind of the working theory.
Yeah, there are many working theories, and that's one of them. It has as much merit as any other.
Well, that seems to think what Kennedy thinks is what Trump.
That's right. That's right. So what happened? What changed? What changed everything, Alex, was that I went to the CDC, had a meeting with them around 2000. I testified before Congress, and they said to me, Dr. Wakefield, look, every child has MMR vaccine, only some develop autism. How do you explain that? I said, well, I don't know. Many people smoke, only some develop lung cancer. We don't know the reason for that. But I believe that in part it's related to age of exposure. The younger you get the vaccine, the greater the risk of autism. Why? Because with natural measles, the younger you get it, the greater the risk of a more serious disease if you get it under one. If you get it after one, it's a trivial disease. So they went away and tested that hypothesis. They found it was absolutely true, and they spent the next 14 years destroying the documents, hiding the results, and writing a paper which exonerated the MMR vaccine. 14 years. How many American children were put in harm's way of serious permanent neurological disease during that time?
Well, just in that period, we went like from, 56 years ago, it was 1 in 25,000. By then, it was like 1 in 5, 10,000. I don't remember the numbers. Now it's like 1 in 35 or something?
No, they're 1 in 20. We're talking 1 in 20.
So it's even worse.
Yeah, it's much worse. And so 14 years we waited, but then we made that film Vax. And when Vax got out there exposing fraud at the CDC, the world changed. It started to change. And two things have really changed the whole dynamic of this, Alex. One is movies, films. In the clinic, I can help one child at a time. But you make a movie, you can show that to millions of people at one time.
And now the EU and all of them want to ban films questioning the shots.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see why. And the other thing is COVID. COVID was the biggest mistake they ever made. It exposed the underbelly of the system, the profiteering, the ignorance. The people are now changing. When I got involved in the beginning, maybe a handful of people worldwide would talk about vaccine safety. Now it's more than half the adult population of the world.
And it's not as people have woken up more. There's way more damaged kids. So yeah, that'll get you an army. And we'll take this. I remember right before they released COVID, they had the Vaccine Advisory Board of the UN meet an emergency in Switzerland in November. And we played the clips here. And there's the head lady. I forget her name. She's an Asian woman. She's like, most our doctors don't trust the shots. We don't know what they do. We're giving them by big pharma, and we're using people as guinea pigs. This needs to stop. So I believe they went ahead and released it to try to bring their disease X hysteria to say, oh, no, you see, you need us, because their own system, I know, was in open rebellion against. Some of you have seen those clips. And that they had always thought disease X would give them total control, instead it backfired.
Yeah, it backfired. Now, this is where we are now, Alex, and I'll just read you this. This is a paper that came out recently. This is a paper that was written by people who were skeptical about the serious side effects of vaccines initially. People like Peter McCullough, an outstanding cardiologist who's sort of...
Is that the McCullough Foundation
Peter
report?
McCullough Foundation.
All right, Shutter.
This is the review. All those years ago, what I asked for, Alex, was more research to be done to establish the validity of the parents' claims or not. That's all I
asked. You asked for research. That's you didn't fear investigation.
I asked for... I didn't say vaccines cause autism. I asked for more research to be done. Now that research has been done, a review of 136 papers that purport to look at this issue, the conclusion, I'll read you the conclusion, combination and early-timed routine childhood vaccination constitutes the most significant modifiable risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. In other words, it can be prevented.
This is the signal. Let's be clear, because I've talked to not just McCullough, but other people. This is a very prestigious report. This is of the highest standards. This is huge.
Absolutely. And from people...
So finally, 20 years later, you got what you needed.
Well, this is it. We got it, and there it is. And so they're in a...
And what does it show?
It shows that vaccines are the major cause of this problem, particularly autism. And it's modifiable. You can change it. You can prevent it.
This is the, none of this ever had to happen.
It's interesting. The drugs they talk about are exactly what you talked about 20 years ago that are needed.
Yeah, if only they had done the science properly, if only they hadn't lied and deceived the public, deceived themselves that they were safe and effective and the science had been done. And it took Bobby Kennedy to come forward, a lawyer, and say, show me where it's been done. And they couldn't because it hasn't.
That's right. In the hearings, they finally admit we've never done a double-blind study. They just lie and say they have.
Yeah, randomized controlled clinical trials prior to licensure have not been done. We put hepatitis B vaccine into one-day-old infants based upon a five-day safety study. No controls, no appropriate control.
And we've learned in those studies, like the Pfizer later, they hide the deaths, too.
That's right.
And so it's not only...
another, yeah, you're absolutely right. And if your child died on day six after the vaccine, it was nothing to do with the vaccine because they designed the study in that way.
It's premeditated. So let me ask you this. There's a lot to get into here. What is Big Pharma going to do now?
Well, here's the dilemma, is that what they're doing is the current vaccines like measles, mumps, and rubella have been around for a long time. They're failing. And what they're doing now is making mRNA-based vaccines for measles, mumps, rubella, and a whole host of other childhood infection. The plan is for the market to be taken over by those existing vaccines. Now, the good thing is the market will always win. Parents now know, and parents are saying no. Parents will demand the safety studies to be done. They will demand the proof because people like you have put it out on their show and exposed the world to the truth. And that's the important thing, is that they can do what they like, but if the market says no, if the parents say, I am not putting this into my child, then they cannot win.
Well, that's like, what was there, like a 2% uptake on the mRNA boosters for COVID?
Yeah, they're failing, and they've only got themselves to blame, Alex. They put themselves in this position. They have only got themselves to blame. It's no good blaming you and me for having this conversation now or blaming the parents for pinning it on the vaccines. They are at fault.
You ever see the Borla clip like 4 years ago? He goes, these are terrorist criminal groups saying this. We've got the CIA and MI6 looking into them.
Yeah, well, come and look.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, and of course, the level of damage, we're doing them a favor. Imagine if they keep going. We're going to have one out of three children brain damaged. I mean, how far do they want to go here?
I know. I mean, the projection is one in two children by, what, 2030, 2032. I don't know whether those numbers...
Well, that's the end of civilization.
Yeah. You either have a child with autism or you're looking after a child. I mean, it's... You know, you have it, or you're looking after someone.
Well, look, I'm not a vindictive person, but the best way to stop this is to punish people. There's a lot of, maybe we can't get them for the poison shots, we can get them for Ursula von der Leyen lying and taking all these, you know, tens of millions from Pfizer. We need to throw some people in prison. What about, I mean, they need to pay.
Well, you know, one of the tragedies of Vaxxed is that there was no accountability. No one was held responsible. We made the movie, it went out there. Those people at the CDC who committed the fraud, right up to the highest level, the CDC went on getting their pay, went on getting their pensions. No one paid any price apart from the children and their families.
Well, we saw Mangione kill that healthcare executive, which I don't think was good, but denying people care and stuff. He's a hero of the left. I'm not calling for this, but if this keeps going, these vaccine makers and people, you know, Fauci had illegally dozens of federal agents protecting him. Now he doesn't have it. I don't wish any harm upon Fauci, but won't they know once they're exposed and this keeps going on, they won't be safe anywhere on earth?
I think there'll be a number of parents who are just very, very, very angry, particularly if their children have been permanently damaged or killed. And I worry about that. I really do. I think it's a reality. It's the world in which we live. And if people do not get justice through the system, will they seek it in other ways? I don't know. But history tells us that, yes, they will.
Well, you're a very classy professional scientist, but we have Bill Gates saying, I want to get rid of most of the population. There's too many, plus I only have the shot. I mean, there's no way the people running this at the top don't know what they're doing.
No, I think they do. I think that they've known for some time. After the point of knowledge, even if they didn't set out with this agenda, after the point of knowledge, it becomes deliberate because you know what you're doing and it is deliberate. I mean, I did a study on a film I made with Bobby Kennedy Jr., and that was on infertility vaccines in Africa, developed to make women infertile without any informed consent to the women concerned who are to whom these were being given, a deliberate attempt to sterilize people in the third world, an experiment. It was absolutely disgraceful.
Was that the tetanus? Is that the tetanus?
That was the tetanus vaccine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there are some bad people out there, and they need to be exposed. But more importantly, we need to a large dose of common sense, and we're getting that now from the
White. Well, I mean, let's take common sense. These mad scientists who want to depopulate think they'd get away with this long term? I mean, the point is they need to give up now because it's just going to get worse for them here on after.
Yeah.
They need to extricate. I'm telling them, run the white flag up.
No, you're absolutely right. If they had any sense at all, I mean, they tend to double down. They're in so deep. But I think we're in the right place now. I do hope, and here's a message for the American people and your audience in particular, that Bobby Kennedy will get a second term to complete what he started, because the dilemma is that if he doesn't get it done in the first 4 years, and he's making great strides, but
100%, he needs to be the president, yeah, or whoever we elect needs to pledge to bring him back.
He should be back in charge of HHS in 4 years, 3 years' time, because we are a very reactionary species, Alex, and if they get back in, if the Dems get back in, we will see a huge swing. The pendulum will swing back, and it'll be worse than it was before. So he needs to be able to complete the process that he started.
I totally agree. We've got a lot of time coming up. I've got a lot of new developments I want to get to here with you, but what else are we going to cover coming up?
I'd love to talk about the films that we've got. We got a film from Thailand. We just went out there and shot a COVID film. That'll be coming out early next year.
Have you given us the trailers?
We haven't got a trailer for that yet. It's being cut.
Well, tell us. I've seen the other great films. We need to play some of those trailers coming out. Maybe we should play the original Vax coming in.
Vax was huge. Vax.
I've seen most. What do you mean? You put up like four or five films, right?
Six films.
So, okay. I've seen four of them. So tell us the names of the films.
The first film was Who Killed Alex Bordalakis. All of these, as you pointed out, are available on WakefieldMediaGroup.com. So go there for them. Who Killed Alex Bordalakis? That was the first one we ever made. Then we made Vax. Vax was one of the biggest movies of that year, 2016. Then I made a movie called The Act, 1986, The Act. It was about the National Childhood
Injury
Act when the industry, the vaccine manufacturer.
Ooh, I haven't seen infertility. God, missed that.
Yep. The liability protection. That's the film with Bobby Kennedy coming soon.
Okay, that's why I haven't seen it. Okay.
Coming soon is, no, that's out. Infertility's out.
Oh, good.
The new film with Bobby.
Tell us about infertility.
Infertility is the one where they took the tetanus vaccine, they spliced.
Oh, you were just mentioning it.
That's right.
Okay, so I know the story. I've never seen the film. Wow, get the trailer for that one. Air that when we come back. See, that's the thing. There's so many. You're out there doing such a great job. And I think people think I know everything. People all the time call and say, why don't you know about this? I didn't even know you made this last film.
Well, the next film I want to make, and this is important, Alex, is that the tide has turned on the vaccine. That issue is going to now be resolved. The majority of people are saying, we don't trust you anymore. So that will, if we continue to work hard, will be.
But now comes the genetic therapies.
Well, now the film that I want to make, I have to make before I die, for this community is this. The greatest fear for any parent of an affected child with a child with autism is what happens to my child when I become infirm or die. They will fall upon the mercy of a world that doesn't understand them, doesn't care about them, doesn't love them. They will die on the streets. And that is what will happen because the existing systems are not in place.
Or being euthanized by maids.
Yeah. So I wanted to make a film that didn't forget about the children already injured, those who have fallen on the battlefield of man's quest to conquer infectious disease. And so I'll tell you a story, Alex. I hope we've got time.
We got plenty of time. Let's go to break. Come back and start with this. Then we'll play the trailer to the infertility film that I didn't even know you had out. Exactly. We need to think about the victims. And not just for them, but people can understand the carnage that happens so it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely.
Let's come back and talk about that, and then let's get into the infertility film as well. And we got plenty of time, as long as you want, and you got a lot to cover. We should also get into the study here.
Okay.
Well, here's the good news. Our surrender is over. We've turned the tide. Back when Wakefield first started doing this 25, 30 years ago, he was a lone ranger now. Big different world.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Medical grade USP ultramethylene blue exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1 month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physician before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexJonesStore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Listen, I'm a guy that loves culture and loves history and loves novels and loves fiction. But I got to tell you, I don't watch a lot of movies other than documentaries. I don't even watch sports anymore because the real world is so much more interesting. And the epicness of what Dr. Andrew Wakefield has gone through, the original doctor exposing this back when they, I mean, I remember because I read the news every day and I was on the air back then. You couldn't open up any website, any newspaper without this horrible demon over here. And of course, he's all been proven right. And the problem's gotten two or three times worse since he first exposed it. And now you see the cavalry here and you see all these good things happening. And I see some Trump supporters bitching, saying enough's not happening. The media doesn't track all the stuff Kennedy's done. I mean, they just said, don't give kids the hepatitis shot. It's not recommended. That means the liability protection is taken away. They've cut the funding for all this new mRNA. And sure, there's new problems and he goes away for vacation and the staff mutinies and they're trying to impeach him. But the point is, compared to where we were 25 years ago when this guy, or 30 years ago, started exposing it, we are from like horse and buggy to Elon Musk, Starship, going to Mars. I mean, it's just exponential. And I think you're right that they're on the wrong side of history. There's no way they turn this around now. I just don't see how they do it. But you got caught up on the break talking about the project you want to make, start over, about remembering the victims of this. That's so important.
Yeah, the problem is this, that for those children who've already been permanently injured by these vaccines, what do we do? Because they're going to be left on the battlefield when all the dust is cleared, and the greatest fear for their parents is what happens when I become infirm or die and there is no one left to care for my child. And I want to tell that story in a film. And here's a story for you, Alex. You'll like this one. I was at a conference once. I'd given a lecture, and I was taken out for a dinner that evening by one of the organizers, a mother who had a severely affected child, just one child, that's all she had, estranged from her husband. And during dinner, she asked me if I would father a child for her. Now, you may think, well, what a really odd thing to ask Dr. Wakefield, and what an even stranger thing to tell people on my show. But I was absolutely struck and inspired by her sincerity. What she wanted, Alex, was not sex with me. What she wanted was a healthy, unvaccinated baby who could grow up and care for her vaccine-damaged child.
Wow.
That's the sincerity of this mother's request. She was prepared to take rejection or anything. She was prepared to put everything on the line. Her love for her child was so great that that was her request. And it was inspirational. I was so moved when I realized her motive. And I thought, I've got to tell this story. This deserves to be told. This is the story.
Well, I know a lot of parents that have disabled children, and that is their constant fear is not being there for them.
That's right. Polly Tommy said it the other day when she was in front of Ron Johnson in the hearing. So what happens to my son when I'm dead, when my husband's dead? What happens? Because the system is not geared up to look after them. And so I took this theme and I wrote the script back in 2012. And now the time has come to make that movie. The other movies, the vaccine movies, right the way, this one is set on the Yukon Trail, the cowboy film. It's a Western. There's a great love, a resurgence of Western at the moment. And this film is going to be made. And so it's really about a mother's instinct, a mother's love, the lengths she'll prepared to go to protect her child. And it starts with a wagon train of Norwegian emigres going across America, going west on the Yukon Trail, attacked by an Arapaho raiding party, killed to a man and a woman, except two people, a mother and her vaccine, and her autistic son. And it's about a story of survival in some of the harshest environments in the world, of the cold and the disease and the Indian attacks and the indifference and everything she has to go through to protect this boy. And so that's the story that I want to make. So if there's anyone out there who wants to get involved as an investor, not a donation, as an investor in helping make this new movie, we'd love to talk to you. Please get in touch with us at info@WakefieldMediaGroup.com.
WakefieldMediaGroup.com, by the mail there. Now, let's get to one of your last films I haven't seen yet. I've seen four of the six. This is Infertility, And this is well documented. The UN has a particular hormone that hits a woman the second trimester, causes basically a miscarriage. It also kills a lot of the women. You're the doctor. I remember reading the articles about it. I guess they had some of the Catholic priests and others in these countries went and got it tested, found out it was happening. They had to admit it. Let's play the trailer for the film that people can find and see right now at WakefieldMediaGroup.com. The film's called Infertility.
Infertility.
A diabolical agenda. Here it is.
Humans across the globe are becoming increasingly less fertile. The worldwide fertility rate dropped by nearly 60%.
What's happening here?
Infertility is one of the major problems in gynecology in Africa.
Currently, we have a tetanus campaign. We are targeting girls, basically the childbearing age.
The Catholic Doctors Association was able to collect samples during the vaccination exercise.
They did not expect that these samples would actually be tested. Somebody actually had something big to hide.
The lab that they purported to have tested the vaccine has actually confirmed to me that no such a thing ever happened.
No laboratory ever tested the vaccine.
That is not correct.
Which leads us to a disturbing turn of events.
If you do not stop World Health Organization, when they are through with Africa, they're coming for you.
I am not saying that if you take these vaccines it will cause infertility, but I will say that none of the manufacturers should give you any assurances whatsoever that it won't.
Wow, that's powerful. Notice I hadn't seen the trailer or seen the film, but I kind of mentioned what it is because it's a well-known documented story. They've been caught red-handed so many times. And we have all these studies going back to the 70s, right through now, the UN studying infertility vaccines.
Yeah, and Gates was involved in this. This was largely funded by the Gates Foundation to reduce population size. But it violated so many rules of informed consent, of permission. I mean, it's absolutely extraordinary. And of course, it was something that was meted out on the most vulnerable populations in the world. People in East Africa, for example, people in South America, people who had no idea what was going on and no say in what was happening to their bodies.
And I forget the studies, but I've read them. You made a film, you probably remember them. But I remember, like, if they could do other infertility things that were more humane, though it's horrible. Talk about crime against humanity, violation, Nuremberg Code, you name it. But the way it makes a woman the second trimester have a miscarriage in those conditions, didn't it cause a high rate of death in the women as well?
There were a lot of problems with it. And in some women, they were rendered permanently infertile. So it wasn't just a temporary measure. It was an extraordinary thing. They were quite brazen about it. That was the other thing, is that they published papers talking about infertility vaccines. Of course, the details of the trials and the lack of informed consent, they didn't share with us.
Wow. So your next film is on the victims, remembering them. But what's the current new one coming out?
The current new one out, working title, The Honey Hunter's Daughter, is a film made about a tragic situation in Thailand. Beautiful young lady gets the COVID shot against all the rules. Without any informed consent, and I won't spoil the film.
Well, that was another thing.
A true story.
Even in the U.S., but as far away as Australia, they were giving kids in middle school, elementary, and high school shots without parental consent during COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. It broke all the rules. All the rules. They were swept under the carpet, and there's going to be a big reaction against them.
What is the UN and Tedros going to do? They're trying to pass their UN treaty, but it's not worked in most places. So they're kind of getting copies passed nationally, but not officially in the treaty. What's going on with that whole agenda?
I don't know, Alex. You know far more than I do about that. It's not something I've been following closely. I've been working on the next.
Well, they want total control over everything with vaccine passports. It's bad.
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. If you haven't had it done, and you can't prove it, you don't get this, you don't get that, you don't get this benefit. And, of course, the people who are going to suffer most are the people who need whatever benefit is, whether it's Social Security, whether it's something for their children's education. They're not going to get it. Therefore, they're going to comply, because if they don't comply, then they're going to be excluded.
Well, you're the surgeon, the research scientist. But, I mean, I do know learned immunity and you know, all this is obviously something real. But there's always side effects. is this a good science that's just been hijacked, or is it so discredited it never matters anyways because of trust? What happens to it now? Because we now know they've changed the definition of vaccine from giving you, you know, a damaged version of a virus or a bacteria so your body learns how to recognize and defeat it. They've now changed it to basically anything they want to put in your body and these whole new classes of things. What's going to come now of this?
Well, it comes down to the fact that it's actually all guesswork. They've lived with the delusion that these vaccines are safe and effective based upon studies they believed to have been done, that weren't done, that were never done. The data weren't there, but it became a self-perpetuating mantra, safe and effective, safe and effective, and anyone who questioned that was irresponsible. Well, people are questioning it. There's no going back, and the truth will emerge.
Well, here's a microcosm example. I haven't read the study in a decade, but I had scientists on at the time when I was first on there like 31 years ago. But they, Searle in the 70s, couldn't get... This is a chemical we're talking about now, a biologically produced chemical. They couldn't get aspartame approved. And, of course, you know, it was a biological, the first genetically engineered biological creatures to eat the inside of oil tanks out. Because they have bacteria that will do that, a bunch of companies now. But they found the excretion of the bacteria, or their feces, was this highly addictive, toxic, you know, breakdown, basically, of wood alcohol, and with some other things to it. But then Rumsfeld comes in, takes over Searle, has Monsanto get it, and they get Reagan to sign off in the early 80s on aspartame, saying it was safe. But then when the studies they used was rhesus monkeys putting it in the milk, but they just took out, I think it was like 47% died like right away. They took out all the monkeys that died and then only put in the study the monkeys lived. And then now here we are these decades later knowing it's just devastating. So it's not just the shots, it's just all over the place.
Let me read you this, Alex, which goes to that. And this is about the effects in monkeys of the polio vaccine. But this is something, this is a government document by the head of the FDA in the Federal Register, and this goes to neurological injury with the polio vaccine, but it pertains to all vaccines. It reflects their attitude to vaccines in general. Let me read you this. Any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. Cannot be allowed to exist. In view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is questioning the vaccine safety. It doesn't matter how many children are injured or how seriously they're injured. It cannot be allowed to exist because it's not consistent with the government's vaccine objectives.
By the way, we're live right now, Dr. Wakefield, but I want to put this statement up front when I post this on X and Rumble with millions of viewers later. I want you to start over, look at the camera, and reread the quote from the federal government saying it's a national security issue. You will cover up the truth, literally giving the outcome up front before they even do an investigation. I mean, this is damning. Take your time. Where does this come from? It's in McCullough's new study, but the links to the federal government's own statement. You talk about damning. This is cult. This is Jim Jones. Drink the cyanide Kool-Aid.
This is an independent document, not part of that McCullough study, but from the Federal Register, 1984, in relation to neurological injury from the polio vaccine. But it really reflects the government's attitude.
But this is huge. I'm going to do this up front. I'm going to put this up front. Good. I thought it was the same study. Start over. Where did this come from? What are they saying? Start over. This is so huge.
This is from Mark Novich, acting commissioner, acting head of the FDA, the Federal Register, volume 49, 107, Friday, June the 1st, 1984, in relation to neurological injury following the polio vaccine. But it is something that can be extrapolated across the board to a government view of all vaccination policy. It says, quote, any possible doubts, whether or not well-founded, about the safety of the vaccine cannot be allowed to exist. This is the matrix, Alex. This is the matrix. It cannot be allowed to exist in view of the need to assure that the vaccine will continue to be used to the maximum extent consistent with the nation's public health objectives. In other words, it doesn't matter how good the science is. It doesn't matter how strong the evidence is. If it goes against public health objectives, it doesn't matter how many children are damaged or how seriously they're damaged. The science
cannot be allowed to exist. That is extraordinary, and that is what we've been up against for all these years.
And they're so arrogant, they admit it. And even before they crucified you, a few years later, I remember even ABC News, back when it would do its job a little bit, in 2001, had gotten minutes leaked to it from a CDC meeting with the heads of the CDC and all of them together, talking about their grandkids getting brain damaged and the epidemic of autism, and they knew what was doing it. But they decided, we're going to take it out and make it safe now, but we got to cover this up, or it'll damage the greater good we're doing. And then I remember about 10 years ago, one morning by myself, I'm hiking. They call it the Hill of Life in Austin. It's like a three-quarter mile hill. I've seen Lance Armstrong out there many times running up and down the hill. But I remember I'd done it three or four times. I get to the top, and this distinguished-looking man comes over. He says, Alex, we know you're not a bad guy. I'm the head of the State Health Department Science Research Division, and we know the shots are hurting a lot of people. But you have to understand, the greater good is it's saving more. And even then, I had my smartphone, and I went and put his name into my car, and it was him. So here's the head of, the head state scientist telling me, we know it hurts a bunch of people, but the hurt is less than the reward, which we now know isn't true, but it was that same attitude, and he literally told me that on the hike and bike trail.
That's the arrogance of these people. They've been working. It's such a delusion. There's such a delusion that the greater truth excludes the lesser. I think Adolf Hitler wrote that in Mein Kampf.
In Justified Means.
The greater truth excludes the lesser. And this is their belief. It doesn't matter how many kids get hurt or how seriously they get hurt. Our policy prevails.
And they just absolve themselves.
Yeah, they're not going to get compensated. We're going to make it as difficult as we can for them to get any compensation. We're going to destroy their family lives. It's going to cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars to look after their affected child. And we're going to put the burden of proof on the parents in vaccine court so that the parents have to prove that the vaccine caused
the
problem.
And then sue and silence and censor anybody that tells the truth.
Absolutely.
But that's just their cover. Oh, well, I remember saying to him, I said, so what's your proof it's not causing way more problems? Because even then I said, you've got like 1 in 50,000 to 1 in whatever it was. He just said, Alex, you just don't know the numbers. And I'm like, actually, I interview scientists all day long. I do. We're not living as long. We're not, even all this great science, it keeps us alive, but we're not as healthy as we were.
Yeah, if anyone knows the numbers, it's Alex Jones. He doesn't know the numbers. And they don't know the numbers because the system has been set up to obfuscate the numbers. Only 1% of true adverse reactions reported to the vaccine injury system in this country.
Well, I know this. I can look at photos of when I was a kid in the 70s and 80s and old film reels and stuff, black kids, white kids, it didn't matter. And you look at the pictures of the adults, everybody, they look so much healthier, so much better. I go to a movie. I've got an 8-year-old. I've got four children. Three of them are grown up. But I take my daughter to movies some. And, I mean, it's scary how many autistic kids are in there. It's scary how sick the kids look. I mean, you can look at it. It doesn't look good. Just as a normal person looking at it, this doesn't look good.
No, it's a terrifying situation.
As Kennedy points out, we're the most unhealthy country in the world.
Yeah, and we've got to hope that we're in a position to do something effective about it to prevent this tidal wave before, as you say, it swamps the entire population and it's too late because so many people are injured. That's got to happen.
Well, all I've got to say is, Trump's not perfect, and I criticize him when needs to be done. But with Gabbard and Kennedy and the anti-war stuff, I mean, alone, this is night and day in my view. And, here we go. Michigan Dem rep files impeachment articles against RFK Jr., accuses him of abandoning science and endangering Americans. They've had rebellions inside the facilities. They sign documents when he leaves. I mean, we need to be praying for Kennedy because he's really proven he's the real deal, not just in his decades of work, but now in the crucible, and I know people that work with him, he works 18 hours a day. And he's flying around the country and coach. I see his schedule. I don't know how he does at his age. I mean, this is God-given hero right here.
He's an extraordinary character. I know him well. We've known each other for a long time. And all credit to him for what he's doing. Given the legacy of his family, the risk he's taking, but he's out there. And he knows he's making enemies, but he's doing the right thing.
Well, he said he's ready to die for greater cause.
Well, that just says it all. We need to respect those people.
Well, people always say the devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. I don't agree with that. The greatest trick is that good people don't exist. There are good men and women.
There are. And in the end, they will prevail. Unfortunately, things are happening very, very fast right now. We need to keep that going, and this show will help that happen.
Well, I would never say they broke you, but I remember meeting you before and having you on quite a bit, and then you were here like 15 years ago or something, and you just moved to Austin, and you were putting on a good front. You did it good on air, but I could tell you were drained, and it seemed like you were just making yourself stand up and just doing the right thing. But then the other times I met you, the next few years, you got stronger and stronger and stronger. It feels like your spirit's stronger than ever now.
Well, people like you were listening, Alex. That made a big difference.
Well, the only reason I've experienced it myself, when it's so bad, you just have to keep going. But then when I see us really starting to get traction, does it not feel, not a thing of pride, but more of like completion or satisfaction? I mean, you know what I mean? Like that feeling of, I did the right thing and God's real and this is turning around?
Yeah, you know, and we talked about this before, but there was a point where things were really low, really bad. Everything had fallen apart. Every title had been taken away. The income had gone. And I looked around and I thought, you know what? Stop feeling sorry for yourself. This child has no voice. He's lost his voice. He can't fight for himself. He needs an advocate. This family need an advocate. You're fit. You're healthy. Get on with it. Get over yourself. And it was very liberating. And I got back into it, back into the fight in a big way. I never left the fight, but I got back into it with a renewed enthusiasm. And got over the fact that, you know, the universe doesn't really care too much about Andy Wakefield as an individual. There's a whole lot more important things going on out there. So just go.
Well, I think in the universe, God understands the long game. And so, but I'm in the same position. It's just that I would get not depressed, but sad that I know all this. It's so obvious. Why aren't more people joining me? Well, we're ahead of the curve. So I would get more lonely and more sad. Like, not so much feel sorry for myself, but like a sadness. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the tragedy for me was just witnessing such extraordinary damage that I knew was completely avoidable. And that was very, very difficult. But the only way to do it is to deal with it, is to take it on head on and do whatever you can to rectify the situation.
Well, I've had four children in hospital. And if you do a few more minutes in the next hour with us, you got to go. And I'll tell the story when we come back, but it's... You know, the first child, but the second child, you know, nice hospital, daughter's a listener, everything's great. But with my first child, he had low blood sugar, whatever, so they wanted to put him in the NICU, whatever. I go back there, and I start talking to the nurses, and they go, oh, we're all listeners. But by the way, I later saw this in the news, separate nurses, other places in the country. They said, when we give the preemies the shots, we bring in the defibrillators and stuff, because a lot of times they die. And I'm sitting there with them all telling me, oh, you're smart not to take the shots. Because I'd had the same nurses in there trying to pressure me an hour before. Now they're like, oh, actually, we know. We wouldn't do it. We give them the shots and the kids, you know, we have to defibrillate them. And I remember hearing that. And then years later, it was in the news. Nurses blew the whistle. They have to have defibrillators when they do it. I mean, so like they follow the order of the bioethics board. Then the kid goes into cardiac arrest. They got to give him a defibrillator. I mean, it's like, how obvious is this?
That's heartbreaking to hear that.
Have you seen those stories in the news?
I saw them years ago, some of those. Yeah, they were.
But to me, this actually happened.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, 2 hours ago, you're trying to pressure me. He goes, I know, I'm doing my job, but you're right. We would never take it. And so it's like behind the curtain. It's like the Matrix. It's like,
what would you do with your own child? Oh, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. Tragic.
They said, you need to get out of here now. We got to give this preemie shots. And they're like literally are rolling in the defibrillator. I mean, it's just like, we're going to hit this kid with a truck. See how they like it. We'll be right back in the next hour with Andrew Wakefield. Share those live feeds now.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force. Well, we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, it can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program. My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Dr. Andy Wakefield, a real expert in all this, is, I'm like, have you seen the articles about how the nurses say they got to bring defibrillators in? Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's like you have this knowledge. It doesn't even seem real. It's so bad. This is a short segment. Some stations don't care. We're going to come back and finish up next segment before I have other news. But you got the floor, Dr. Wakefield, for the next 5 minutes. Look at that camera. What else do people need to know? What else do you have there in that whole stack of documents?
Well, firstly, thank you very much, Alex, for having me on again. We've been talking to each other for a very long time now, going back 20 years or so. You had Dell Bigtree on recently, and that was a fantastic study that Dell reported on, an inconvenient study. I just want to reflect on it. I wasn't involved in making of the film, but a very, very clever piece of work, because what he did is to engage people on the pro-vaccine side, some very eminent doctors, and one doctor in particular, up at the Ford Medical Center in Michigan. And he said, look, you've got this huge data set that you've been collecting for many years on vaccines and vaccine reactions, the health of children following vaccination. Why not do a vaccinated versus unvaccinated study, the study that needs to be done? And if you're right, then we'll walk away. Now, if you prove that vaccines are safe, that there is no difference in the health outcomes for vaccinated versus unvaccinated children, fair enough. And whatever happens, whether the study results are positive or negative, we will publish the study. And he agreed. The doctor agreed. And they went ahead and did the study. Dell didn't hear anything back. And he called them and he said, what's going on? He went up to meet with them. He sat down with this guy over dinner. And he asked him what happened, and he told him the results, and the results showed comprehensively across the board, systematically, that health outcomes were significantly worse across a range of disorders in children who had been vaccinated compared with the unvaccinated. And he refused to publish the results, despite, as a senior scientist, an academic, promising that he would, whatever the outcome. And he wouldn't do it. Why? Because it would certainly damage his career. It would be an end to what he considered to be an illustrious career as an infectious disease physician. How do we know this? Because Dell secretly filmed that interview, that encounter over dinner, and got the admission. And Dell put together a documentary. The lawyers for the Ford Medical Center found out about this and said, they sent a nasty gram saying, we're going to sue. This is defamation. And then Dell put up on the internet the video of the doctor being secretly filmed and confessing to the true reason why he didn't want to publish. Now, this is an absolute disgrace. If you are a scientist and if you publish a paper, you do so whether or not the findings support your hypothesis. That is good science. If you are not prepared to do that,
or will not do it after promising you're going to do it, you are not a scientist. Get out of the game, move on, but do not call yourself a scientist. And so what we have is another study of those few studies that have been done comparing health outcomes in vaccinated and under-vaccinated individuals, now from a major vaccine promoter, a major supporter of vaccines, showing
a major vaccine research facility,
making it quite clear that health outcomes are worse in the vaccinated, and he refuses to publish.
And remember the key, he thought he was doing good. He said, I'll publish it. But when he found out he was wrong, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't publish it. And the other thing about this, because I've been in a position where I've got people working for me, junior scientists who find their names, who get their names on that paper, they put their name to a study that he then refused to publish. If any of those junior scientists came to me for a job now, I would look at that and say, no. You didn't publish something that you swore that you were going to publish, that you should have published.
Incredible. Let's finish up with that in 60 seconds. I forgot about that study. So massive.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the original whistleblower, Dr. Andrew Wakefield's here. Starting 30 years ago, I've been interviewing him over 20. Totally vindicated. You were, people that just joined us, you were getting into an inconvenient study, an undercover investigation in a film with one of the main engines behind Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s work. And his former head of his campaign, Del Bigtree. The best part of my job is I get to know all the really real people. And the light in his eyes and how well-spoken he is and what he does, his track record, and you too. It's great. I get around globalists, feel like I'm dying just being in their presence. But the fact that they got this top research scientist, vaccine expert, to go do a study because he thought it would disprove Bigtree and Kennedy, and then it disproves him, I'm just recapping, and people tune in every second. And then he won't publish it. So Del Bigtree goes and undercover records him admitting all of this. I mean, that is so bombshell.
Yeah, their allegation was that we're not publishing this study because the science isn't good enough. It wasn't designed properly. They followed the CDC guidelines on such a study, how to do such a study. He said, this is a good study. It's important. It should be published, but I'm not going to do it because it will ruin my
career. I'm a coward.
Well, that was a bad day for that hospital's lawyers, I can tell you.
And then they tried to sue, but you had the video, so he had the video. So I wonder what's happening with them now.
Gone quiet. I don't think they'll want to go anywhere near it. They'll hope it'll die a death and go away. That's the way they handle these things. What they did with Vax, when Vax came out, you'll remember this, that it got into Tribeca Film Festival in New York, a prestigious film festival, one of the most prestigious film festivals in the country, run by Robert De Niro. And they called us a few days later and said, your film has now been pulled from the festival. First time ever a film had been censored from Tribeca. Those were a bad few days until Robert De Niro went on the Today Show and Good Morning America a week or two later and said, we shouldn't have done that. We should have played that movie. Everybody should have seen it and made up their own minds. And it exploded worldwide. That was it. So censorship, paradoxically, Alex, failed them very badly there. Now they learned from that. They're slow learners, but they got there, and they ignore it.
They're learning about the Streisand effects.
Yeah, they shut down social media. They won't let it go out on social media. They compromise movie theaters. We've had people outside movie theaters saying there's going to be a riot. These people are a bunch of ragtag communists going to call the riot.
Oh, I know. Back when I used to make films and put them in theaters, they called bomb threats in.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what they do. They started playing, a whole bunch of people in Florida went to the movie. They started playing an entirely different movie. So they were in on it. But they've done what they can. We'll continue to make movies. We'll continue to get them out there.
But that's the thing about humans. What you tell us we can't see, we want to see.
Oh, we're going to see it. We are going to see it, yeah. Do these people not have children? Have they not seen that? Yeah. So the next film is a very important one to me. It means a great deal. Love anyone to get in touch with us who wants to get involved. info@wakefieldmediagroup.com. Looking for investors, not donors, investors. People deserve to be able to expect to make something back on their investment.
It's beautiful. In closing, I want to give you the floor here with all the evidence you've got, all the knowledge, all the things that are going on. I got a few questions. I mean, look, I'm not a scientist or doctor like you, but I remember when my two middle daughters were like 5 and 3, the neighbor's kids, and this was in well-to-do areas, these are educated, not dumb people, the mother, this is more like a, you know, wealthy hippie or whatever, but she's like, oh, my daughter's got measles, want to come over for a measles party? I guess while your kids are healthy, you want it. And we're like, yeah. And then both my daughters got a few little spots, and then it was over and it was gone. Now, maybe that's not the right thing to do, but I've heard of this. My point is, like Kennedy said, if you're run down, you're not healthy, the few measles deaths a year, or people that already have like cancer and heart attacks and morbidities, but they act like measles is the end of the world. Hundreds in quarantine as South Carolina measles outbreak accelerates. What's really going on here? South Carolina measles outbreak is accelerating, driving hundreds into quarantine. And then I look, when these come out in the past, it's usually the migrant populations that are bringing in different strains we're not used to. You're the expert on this. How dangerous is measles?
Measles, let's go back to the beginning when the vaccine first came in. Up until about 1920, measles was a killer of children during epidemics, 120 per million during epidemics. Beyond 1920, there was a rapid, dramatic reduction in case fatality rate. It went down by 99.96% by the time the vaccine came on the market. Nothing to do with the vaccine. That was natural herd immunity. It was due to a change in the general well-being of people, sanitation, clean water, a change in the virus to become less serious. That's what viruses do in their interaction with human beings. A successful parasite doesn't kill its host. It allows itself to be perpetuated one person to another by not killing the host. Measles was becoming a milder and milder disease. First question is, what would have happened if we'd done nothing, no vaccine? That number would have decayed to zero. The mortality from measles was approaching zero. It was seen occasionally in people who got measles at an unusual age, either very young or very old, or in people who were already sick, as you pointed out. So, when they held a meeting at the National Institutes of Health in 64, requested by Kennedy, to look at universal measles vaccination, should we do it or shouldn't we? They got an expert in from the UK who was the world's leading infectious disease doctor, and he said, you really don't want to do this. You don't know enough about it. He said one child per million, and I dare say it's the same in the States, is dying from measles during epidemics. What is different about that one child? Surely that's the question we should be asking, rather than anticipating universal measles vaccination for every child about which we know little. And even Enders, who at Harvard discovered measles virus, said, you really don't want to do this. If you give a vaccine that doesn't protect in the same way as natural infection, in other words, lifelong, if you need more than one dose, multiple doses, then what will happen is you will change the age profile of susceptibility and you will push people into those age ranges where it's a more dangerous disease. You do not know what you're doing, so don't do it. And they decided that they were going to do it. It wasn't, and this is the CDC's comment at the time, it wasn't because measles was a major killer, as they say now. It was because we have the technology to do it, to ensure the rapid eradication of measles. Well, that didn't happen either. Everything that they said is that, you know, one shot for life, rapid eradication of measles, no neurological injury from the vaccine, none of it was true. The vaccine can't be transmitted from a vaccinated to an unvaccinated. Yes, it can. So everything that public health came up with turned out to be false.
And you threw this out. I was on Joe Rogan's show years ago and said this. We'll pull up quickly. Sea of the Crew Kings. It varies from Australia to Europe to here, but it's basically the same. The graph always looks like this. Guys, type in drop in infectious disease, sanitation versus vaccination. Drop in infectious disease.
Look at infectious disease mortality.
Yeah, well, you tell them what to search. Go ahead.
Okay, look at infectious measles mortality or infectious disease mortality over time.
So overhead shot. Once they pull it up, you'll see this. It's basically the same country. So here's 1900, and sanitation's coming in, better food, better nutrition, you know, not manure all in the streets, all the rest of it, or wash your clothes. And infectious disease goes like this, and you get to the 1940s, and then 50s, shots start, it kind of goes like that. That's the graph. So shots don't really start till about here, but then it goes back up. I mean, and once you pull the graph up, it basically follows that. I know you've seen it, Dr. Wakefield. What is that? So what made it do that before the shots come? Then why did it go back up once the shots start?
I don't know that. See, what the mortality, we're looking at mortality here, yes, which is a very good measure of the seriousness of infection. The more serious it is, the greater the mortality rate. So when we're looking at mortality from infectious disease, this is what many, many infectious diseases did. The mortality came down rapidly over the course of the 20th century.
And what was it, the sanitation, the food?
It was a whole host of it. There were two groups of things. It was viral-related and host-related. The host-related things were general things like better nutrition, better sanitation, better food, just better general health of the population. The virus-related things were things like it became less serious. It developed, strains evolved that were less serious because they didn't want to kill their host. So when infections encounter man for the first time, often there's a very high mortality to begin with, and then it drops rapidly. And this happened with COVID as well. It became less and less of a serious condition over time, if it was ever a very serious condition. So that is just part of the equation between man and infectious agent that constitutes natural herd immunity. That should have been allowed to continue unabated and not interfere with. You cannot usurp nature. Nature will always exact a price. And the price is that what you're doing, the vaccine, is putting more people at risk because they're not protected for life.
What about with COVID? I don't know the scientific terms, but where you give an active pandemic, which it wasn't, but an infected population, the shot that then pressures the virus to evolve, and that gives rise to mutations.
Well, this is absolutely...
Oh, yeah, and they found it right here. Influenza, pneumonia mortality rates. Yeah. So something similar. But that's a different graph. But go ahead. Sorry.
That's good. So, sorry, what was the question again?
Well, there's a lot of them, but...
You asked me... Emmy, what was the question?
Oh, COVID. How did the COVID vaccines... Okay. I've been told by other scientists that it caused mutations that were bad.
Right. So let's just take the analogy of bacteria. Along come antibiotics. Along come penicillin. Penicillin kills 95% of strains of a bacteria, but 5% are resistant. When the other 95% are out the way, that 5% become the dominant species. The resistant bacteria become the dominant species, and they take over. So you produce another antibiotic, and it kills 95%, and then you've got 5% that are super dominant, and so on and so forth. The same is happening for vaccines. So with the existing vaccines now, we're seeing emergent strains of measles that are resistant to the current...
So accelerating evolution.
That's right. We are doing exactly that. We are putting a selection pressure on the virus to select mutations that get around the immunity that the vaccine produced. And that's what's happening. So this happened in an accelerated way with COVID. We all witnessed it, that we saw the evolution of different strains, multiple strains. For Pfizer, it was a godsend. They were creating it. They were the ones creating this genetic selection pressure with their so-called shot, but they were the ones who benefited. They said, we're going to have a new shot for each of these new strains.
And by the way, beyond that, did you see the head of their mRNA group? People didn't believe it because he was 12 years old. James O'Keefe goes in and he says, no, we've already got new mutations on the shelf. We're going to release as a new business model, which will be gaining a function. But according to the scientists I talked to, you don't even need that. It's going to cause new mutations.
Yeah,
exactly. Did you ever see that O'Keefe interview?
No, I didn't.
The head of Pfizer mRNA says, oh, we've already got them on the shelf.
Yeah. This is just it's a job creation scheme for these people. They just go on making money. That's why it's got to be regulated properly. That's why it's got to stop.
Well, the good news is, until about 2 years ago, Fauci was really arrogant, tried to spew his bull. He hides now.
Yeah, he's a busted flush. I mean, we've got should there be accountability? Absolutely. But we've got more important things to do. We've got to move on. You know, the lawyers can take care of Tony Fauci. But
well, you know who's most responsible? And I'm not going to say it's you, because you've done more than probably anybody other than Robert Kennedy Jr. or Dale Bigtree, but it's all of us. If you want to know who did this, look in the mirror. It's like in V for Vendetta. He says, yeah, the government's corrupt. There's evil groups. But if you know who's really responsible, just look in the mirror.
Yeah. We do have to take personal responsibility for this. So many people are prepared to just bury their heads, say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about it over a family dinner. We're not discussing the vaccine. We're getting it. You're not getting it. Well, that's your choice. Good luck. And it's a very divisive thing, but the truth will emerge. And this is a classic example of that. The truth is now emerging.
Well, we don't have a lot of heart disease in my family on both sides. And I'm not going to get into personal stuff because I don't want to know. But there's one person in my pretty close family that it demanded they go out and get Pfizer shots, got two, and they got kind of like a mild myocarditis. Now they have a heart arrhythmia, and now the doctors were telling them last week, well, maybe we'll do a catheter to fix it. I'm not a cardiologist. I just cannot believe, like, what's the chances that the one person that took two shots has this?
Yeah, well, it's now millions of people. We see it time and time again, so... Yeah, it's been a nightmare, and it's taken people like Peter McCullough to bring proper scientific attention to this in a credible
way. And I don't blame people that took it. They terrorized them.
Yeah, they did. That's what they did. They operate on fear. And that's exactly how Tony Fauci achieved the end that he achieved.
I can't tell you how many parents I've had in that chair and on, you know, video link, who had healthy kids playing basketball, football, 13, 14, it's always boys. And, man, they get that shot, boom, dead. Just bam. And, I mean, and I noticed right before they rolled the shot out, in Austin and in Phoenix, as I was traveling around the country, they had billboards on buses saying, heart attacks in kids is normal now. They even, like, pre-programmed it before they rolled it out.
Wow.
Have you seen the ads in Canada? Like, heart attacks were normal in kids. Have you seen those?
Well, I haven't, but what a disgrace. I mean, I don't watch that kind of thing, but...
The thing is, it's the pre-programming.
Yeah.
Like, I'm no rocket scientist, but I know when I suddenly see billboards and things on buses, oh, heart attacks in kids is normal.
Now, you know something's wrong. People aren't buying it anymore. They've lost credibility. They're never going to get it back. Once you lose in public health, once you lose public trust, you'll never get it back, and the market will reflect that going.
Well, the last two Davos meetings were about regaining trust, but they don't. So what do they do?
Too late. It's gone. It's gone, because people like you and I will continue to point out the truth and reinforce the idea that they're not trustworthy, and their days are numbered.
Look at that. Look at that. They found that. It says kids, kids have lots of heart attacks, contrary to popular belief. So I'm like fighting the stolen election in December of 2020. And so I'm in Virginia, and I'm in Georgia, and I'm in Arizona, and I'm in L.A., and I observe things. I know when a PR rolled out, I'm like, buses, mRNA, genetic engineering can save you. Another bus drives by. It's normal for kids to have heart attacks. And I'm like, oh, my God.
it's the Matrix. We are living in the Matrix. All those people who've chosen to blue pill themselves, they're living.
I feel like they live with the sunglasses are on, oh, yeah. And you can, like, you know, see it.
Yeah. Well, it's been great being with you, Alex. I'll come back more often. We'll do this again.
You've been in Texas a long time.
Yeah, since 2004. Love Texas.
And now you're in Wimberley.
In Wimberley. What a great place.
That's like Mayberry over there.
Yeah.
We only got a few minutes left, and I appreciate you. And I know you're already ready to punch out here. I'm going to come back and cover some final news. But, Doc, you've always got more news, more info. What else do you want to tell folks out there?
I want to tell the mothers in particular. All those years ago, I followed the basic rules of clinical medicine, that is to listen to the patient, or in this case, the patient's parents, particularly the patient's mother. The mother has an instinct for her child's well-being, whether he's well, ill, what's good for him or not. That's an innate connectivity. They were once one, and she understands her child like no one else. Certainly more so, better than any pediatrician, any man in a white coat, any woman in a white coat. Mothers know their children. Many, many, many mothers I've spoken to said, I know when I went in there for that shot for my child that this was wrong. That little voice was telling me, that feeling in the pit of my stomach was saying, don't do this. Listen to that voice. Listen to it, because it has served us extremely well in terms of man's evolution, our survival, our existence on this planet right now is dependent upon that maternal intuition. It is a very powerful force. Please trust it.
Well, it's really the genetic memory.
Yeah. And it will look after you. It will look after your children and your children's children. So,
well, if people ask how a duck that was born in Canada flies 3,000 miles to Mexico, it's genetic memory. That, and the women have that more than men when it comes to the children.
Yeah, I don't know what it is at the end of the day, but it's very, very powerful.
By the way, here's the Canadian ads. It's normal to have heart attacks when you're a kid, see? Sorry, I'm interrupting. It's just you can't make this up.
No, no, that's extraordinary.
This doesn't sound real.
I have not seen that one before. That is.
No, but you're right. It's like, use your instincts.
Yes.
Plus, we have statistics on top of it.
Yeah. My job as a filmmaker, Alex, is to take all the information, complex information, and distill it into an entertaining and informative story, so that people don't have to go and read all the books and Google everything, and they can go and watch the movie and they can understand. And as long as that movie is made honestly and with integrity and is telling them the truth, which our movies are, then they're going to learn something from that, and they can make an informed choice based upon that movie. So that's my job. My job is to take these complex issues and turn them into entertaining movies.
And I can say, I've known you 20 years or so, you, if anything, are conservative. You're being very conservative in what you say, what you put. Whatever you're saying is, like, certified.
Yeah, I mean, these are high-risk movies, because you're taking on big companies, huge companies, Merck, for example, the American government, and you're calling them out. You stand to get sued. You know where we've been there. You know what it's like.
No.
You stand to get sued, and who am I? I've got nothing. They can, take what I've got, but we can make these movies because we know it's true, and we know that they're not going to open that can of worms any further coming after us, because what we're saying is factual, is true. And it's rather like Dell's film the other day, An Inconvenient Study. He can put that out there because he knows it's true, and he's got the guy telling him it's true.
And he caught, because he said what the guy told me, we're going to sue you. Oh, here's the video. Oh, whoa, we don't want to.
Yeah. Deafening silence.
Well, they got a big problem because, 30 years ago, there was Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and then now there's even a 20-year RFK Jr. big tree. It just gets, now they got Elon Musk on their ass. I mean, yeah. They thought crushing you and I was going to save them. They thought wrong.
Yeah, no, there are so many people now on the side of right, so many people informed, and it's film has been a large part of that.
Well, great job. Everybody should follow your work. WakefieldMediaGroup.com. All the films are there. The new film's coming out. Incredible job, and God bless you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Let me see you out here. I'm going to, God bless you, brother.
So much.
I'm going to go to break here, come back and hit some final news here for the next 30 minutes, and then the War Room, Harrison Smith. But remember, you know all this stuff, or you know most of it. Some of you know more than I do on some subjects. Dog don't hunt, you don't share it. So share the live feed. Once we archive this interview, share it. This is powerful stuff. That guy's been through hell to get us to this point. We stand on people's shoulders like Dr. Andrew Wakefield. So that is all coming up. But speaking of the vaccine news, there's a bunch I haven't hit. I had the stack. I forgot to go to it with him. So I'm going to hit this one, come back briefly, and then get into all the other news that is coming up. But here's the bottom line. The cakewalk for the mad scientists and the eugenicists and Bill Gates and the depopulationists, it's over. And I don't say something unless it's true. Everybody knows that. It's not a bluff. It's over, Bill Gates. Fauci, it's easier on you to give up now. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexshowstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
You have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025, to get 40% off store-wide at thealexshowstore.com. And that means all of the incredible supplements that will enrich and empower your life. They really work. We have 5-star reviews, and they fund our operation, take on the globalists. So please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. It is a 360 win for everybody. Now, ultramethylene blue liquid, 40% off. Bovine colostrum, the very best, running out, still 40% off. Ultramethylene blue caps, 40% off. Back in stock. Ultramethylene red, that's right, it's back in stock, but it has a very low supply. Ultimate CMOS gummies and capsules, all back in stock, 40% off at thealexshowstore.com. Again, please do your Christmas shopping at thealexshowstore.com. Get great products that enrich your life and funds the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones. Longing for
the sun. This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech banking combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I've given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff.
How dare we speak Merry Christmas? How dare we?
But let me begin by wishing each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all of that stuff.
Let's never forget the bullet we dodged. So I gushed over Dr. Andrew Wakefield because I've interviewed him. We couldn't figure it out. 22 years. Even before he got attacked and destroyed and rose like a phoenix, we had him on. Totally proven right. That shows the power of the people with God working through us. It's simply miraculous and amazing. So I know a lot of people have woken up in the Great Awakening. Welcome. We love you. But a lot of you are like babies. You're like, we want instant gratification. We woke up, it's bad, fix it now. Well, you try that 30-something years ago when maybe 1% knew what was going on. That's all I'm telling you. And again, we have one of the top shows out there. I've been number one, not just for Patriot stuff, not just podcasting. I've been number one for at least 2 years, period, bigger than Rogan, bigger than anything. And I did it covering real news. Right now, we're in the top 3-4. I could be number one right now if I just did infighting and soap operas and who killed Charlie Kirk. When we can't really even figure it out. I figure it out, I'll say it. I don't buy the official story. I'm not saying those that question it are bad. But it's a giant fiasco. We know these shots are giving you cancer. We know they're erasing your immune system. We know they're trying to start a nuclear war with Russia. We know they're trying to bankrupt the dollar. We know all this. So I'm going to cover adult things here. The things I can prove, the things I can document. I'm not going to sit here and give you the soap opera drama event. Just not doing it. Because I have people in gas stations, grocery stores, you name it. Come up to me and say, who's right? Erica Kirk or Candace Owens and all this? And the answer is, I don't know. And I'm not saying either party's bad. It's a fiasco. And more than half of the news being covered in the last few months is this story. And when I know the UN's adding a hormone to tetanus shots to sterilize women, we show you government documents, I don't need to go speculate. When I've got thousands of big stories that are confirmed, I'm going to hit what I can prove. Like when I got on here 2 years ago. And I said, I've been out of silver and gold for 14 years, as long-term listeners know, because it was a speculative market. I said, get out at the top. Told listeners got the perfect time. And I told listeners, get in at the perfect time. Because I'm not God. But when I've researched something and I know I'm right, I'm going to tell you. And that's really simple. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I've got the answers to things I don't. That's called bullshit. And if you're looking for the bullshit department, you came to the wrong place. I know the players in Venezuela. I know the players in China. I know the players in the EU, Russia, the UK, Canada, the US. I know it up one side and down the other, backwards and forwards, in my sleep. Because those are big, giant historical events, and they're just moving into the future. So the details change, but those are minor issues. I've got that. I am not going to sit here and tell you I know things I don't know. But people love a whodunit. They love a mystery. They love it. And I get that. But while we're busy doing all that, I mean, I'd have five times the listeners today. If I just looked at every factoid and every angle and had, who's right? Let's look at the both sides and had a huge debate about all this crap. But it wouldn't have an effect on tyranny. But when I can expose Fauci and Borla and the globalists creating the virus, when I can expose them killing tens of millions of people, when I can expose, you know, them trying to start World War III, when I can really get a hold of that. That's what I do. So if you want the gossip hour and you want endless discussions that go nowhere, that's fine. Go watch that. Go listen to that. Because at the end of the day, I'm looking for thinkers and people that actually want to change the course of the world for good. And we've done it. And that's why the bad guys want me off air, is because this is a very serious broadcast. This is not a joke. We're not lightweights here. Because we only speak to things we can prove. And there's so much we can prove. It's so ridiculous how evil the globalists are. It's so over the top. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I can't even believe that Europe, the UK, and Canada are literally arresting people years in prison that read out of the Bible and criticize homosexuality. I have the newscast. I have the laws. I have it happening. You get raped by a Muslim, you criticize them, 5 years in jail in Germany. 3 years in jail in the UK. That is proven hardcore tyranny that you can't even debate. I'm all about meeting stuff head on that's evil. And I see the talking points out there as the Democrats try to impeach RFK Jr. And I see the populist movement saying, oh, they could have done a better job. And half the time, people I see bitching don't even know what Kennedy's done. I am hyper-informed. And every day I'm learning new things Kennedy did that are incredible. And it's not about kissing Kennedy's ass. It's about thanking God that he rose up somebody this informed, this good, who's delivering. I mean, just getting Trump in alone for Kennedy's worth it. They banned all the new mRNA shots. They banned the hepatitis shot. They've ordered the mRNA shot broken in three. They have ordered, and it's already all the poison dyes coming out. They've got the states banning fluoride. It goes on and on and on. And then the agencies will bring forward new horrible plans, and people go, oh, look at this plan in the agency. 99% of the time, he kills it. And the one time something snuck through, I went, something's wrong. Kennedy goes on a one-week vacation. His employees fake sign his name, sneak it through. He fired them all the next week. But my phones blew up. Oh, Kennedy sold us out. Kennedy's a traitor. Kennedy did this. I'm like, well, let's just wait and see. He comes back and says, I was out of town. You're all fired. He reverses it. So don't sit there when God finally gives us champions and not thank God for it. I've said it 1,000 times or more. I'll say it again. Because it needs to sink into your brains and mine too. The devil's greatest trick was not that he doesn't exist. That's his second biggest trick. The number one trick is that good doesn't exist. You exist. You know you're good. You're not perfect, but you don't want to hurt people, and you want to be good, and you want to tell the truth. So don't sit there and say good doesn't exist. It does. Now, they had a hot mic came out a few days ago. I didn't play it because of time restraints. I won't. We just type in Trump caught on hot mic complaining that Republican leadership's letting Democrats run the clock, not prosecuting people. You're damn right. And so it's different to hold the administration's feet to the fire and make a big stink about stuff. That's healthy. Notice the fake right wing and left wing, whenever we do that, says, oh, we've turned against Trump, try to misrepresent, undermine him. No. That's getting them back on track. It's like digging your spurs into a horse or with a buggy whip or a riding crop. You're in a race. You see those jockeys are bam, bam, beating that horse. Go, go, go. You love that horse. You take care of that horse. But that horse got in there for a job. So I'm beating Trump with a riding crop. Don't mean I don't give it, wipe the horse down and give it grain and pet it and put a nice blanket on it when it's back in the stall. I beat myself a lot harder than I beat Trump. So when I'm beating Trump with a riding crop or his administration, that's not because I'm against him. I'm beating them with a riding crop. And notice they don't, the establishment doesn't want you doing that. They say you're a traitor if you put pressure on Trump. Or the left spins it that you've turned against Trump. No, you haven't. A jockey at the Kentucky Derby beating a horse with a riding crop and digging spurs into its thighs is not against the horse. You're winning the race. And quite frankly, I got Mexican spurs on. That's what they're called. Guys, Google Mexican spurs. A Mexican spur, it's really a Spanish spur, because the British are a little more egalitarian. They have little rounded spurs, has spikes on it, and you make the horse bleed. The spur has basically razor blades on it. And yeah, in the crisis we're in, we all need to put our Mexican spurs on in our own personal lives with ourselves. That it all starts at home. And get our asses in gear and put the Mexican spurs on and dig those sons of bitches into our own thighs to get the job done. And then once we put the Mexican spurs on our own life, put the Mexican spurs on Trump and everybody else. because the system doesn't want us putting those razor-sharp spurs on. Let me show you since we can't pull one up. Here's what a normal spur looks like. Okay? Just kind of soft-tipped like that. That's a normal spur. A Mexican spur looks like that. And this is the spur we need to be wearing. This one right here. That's the place we need to be in right now. Because there's no time for games anymore, people. We're in a total war. And the horse ain't going to live anyways if we don't win this race. So the things Trump needs to focus in on are things like this. Let's go to this clip. It's the law in California illegal aliens can vote in a bunch of other states. But here is the Huntington Beach City Council confirms it's 100% fact you do not need to prove any citizenship to get voter registration to vote. Remember Obama 2016 said, if you're here, even illegally, you can vote. So where we need to put the spurs into Trump's ass, he's doing it too, is the illegals voting. That's how the globalists are stealing these elections in key areas. Yeah, those are Mexican spurs right there. And just now, pull up side by side a regular spur. Now, you think you're getting a horse's attention with that? Or you think you're getting attention with a regular spur? It's time to put the Mexican spurs on. In fact, I might even call this Operation Mexican Spurs. Because we need this horse to jump when we kick it. But we got to be able to ride it. The time for games is over. You need to dig your heels in. Where do you think the term dig your heels in? Somebody says, you need to get in there and win. Dig your, in football, dig your heels in. That means dig your heels into that horse, folks. We're in a war here. You think it's some ancient battle with, you know, between cavalry? People weren't digging their spurs in? As for me, I'm digging the spurs in. And I'm telling my crew, dig your spurs in. Because this is the big battle. So here they are in Huntington Beach admitting all this. Then it dovetails with this short report from Fox where the GAO sent in 24 fake Obamacare requests with fake addresses, fake names, everything, and still got the money, showing the massive fraud. Let's play those back to back.
When you go to the DMV and you get a driver's license or an ID, you register to vote, you do not need any citizenship to do that. When you get any benefits in the state of California, they send you a voter registration card. You do not need to show any ID or proof of citizenship to do that. Then you're on the voter rolls. Those voter rolls, they keep adding people on over and over and over again, and nobody's cross-referencing IDs on those voter rolls. So when you talk to Bob Page on a local level or any local registrar of voters, they're going to say, well, yeah, we've got a really great operation on site. We're just taking what Sacramento gives us in regards to the rules. We can't ask for ID on site, or we can't cross-reference ID. So the problem isn't ours anymore, right? It's that diffusion of responsibility. So the reality is Sacramento's got the problem in their hands, and they're avoiding it by pushing it around. So we need to, that's the manner in which we need to talk about this subject. It is 100% fact that you do not need to prove any citizenship to get voter registration in California.
To become a voter in California, all you have to do is check a box and say that, yeah, I'm legal. And they don't check, they don't ask, they absolutely nothing, and there is zero flags. The only reason the dog got caught in Orange County was because it voted in a federal election that does have the flags. So God knows our roles in California are screwed, and we got to get them straightened up.
And another success is that last year, we put it on the ballot, and you guys voted for it. We are the only city in California that requires voter ID. Because of you guys.
Yeah. He thinks Minnesota's bad. Wait until you hear about Obamacare. A new study from the Government Accountability Office just exposed the program as a criminal piggy bank. The office submitted 24 fake Obamacare applications, and 23 of them were approved. So they just made up a bunch of names, put in fictitious social security numbers, or for some, put in no records at all, and Obamacare sent him a check. This is exactly what Elon Musk and Doge were talking about. We wouldn't have to print so much money and run so much debt if we could just stop giving away money to thieves.
Which is the plan to bankrupt the country. I got a whole stack of news where illegal aliens get $30,000 to $50,000 per state that are liberal, leftist, to get a house. Citizens get nothing. It's now confirmed, I told you years ago, illegals get three times the welfare of citizens. I don't even blame the illegals. God, I don't blame them for coming here. But they're brought here to change the voting demographic for the apportionment in Congress, for the seats in Congress, with the census, and to vote. It's treason. So I'm sorry. There'll be some nice, sweet illegals that are here doing a good job. They're going to get deported. It doesn't matter. You were brought here illegally to bring down the country. Not you as a bad person individually, but the ultimate plan is bad. So it's survival. And that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen. That's the bottom line. Well, I think we had a pretty powerful transmission today. I'm going to shoot some special reports after the show. Harrison Smith's about to take over on our AM and FM affiliates. And at Infowars.com/show, band.video, on Rumble, on the Alex Jones channel, and X, at Real Alex Jones on the Infowars feed. Be sure and check that out. He does a great job. But I'm going to say this again. You have a decision to make. You. We are suing the feds, the Democrats. We're winning. We're still here. You heard the Onion. The Democrats took us over a year ago. Didn't happen. I'm not going to spend hours explaining it all because it would take the time up. We got bigger fish to fry. Just know this. I will never give out or back down. I love what I do, but I could give out. You decide how hard I punch. You decide. Use the horse analogy. I'm a war horse. You feed me, you give me water, I'll charge out there and run over the enemy all day long. I love it. But you decide how hard this dog hunts. I am committed to you because we're all in this together. I love my job, but I can only fight as hard as you let me fight. And I tell you, if I could unharness that 99% of you that never go to the AlexJonesStore.com out of our tens of millions of listeners and just get a t-shirt, just get methylene blue, just get the Shilajit, just get the products, they're incredible, they'll change your life. They have 80%+ reorder rate on things like the methylene blue. We got a big sale, 40% off on all supplements and all apparel. That's a huge deal in Sunday. Do your Christmas shopping with us. Give yourself the gift of keeping us on air while getting great products at the same time. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And whatever you do, share the word about the broadcast. Share the live feeds. It's changing the world. And we've got all these great new products that are in stock. And, you know, some stuff's just a no-brainer. Everybody knows creatine works great for muscles and overall health. It's even better for your brain. We have the best type of creatine. Each gummy is 5 milligrams. That's your daily allowance every day. Great for children, great for middle age, really good for old people, for your brain. We have the best. It's competitively priced for the quality. It's about the same price if you buy it, a little less than Whole Foods. Buy it from us and get the great benefits and have a win-win and know while you're making yourself healthier and wiser and in better shape and more clarity, you're funding an organization tyranny hates. And they're selling out quickly the first run, creatine gummies in two flavors, sour apple and blue raspberry. But whatever you do, take the Christmas challenge and get a bottle of our Ultra Methylene Blue, the best methylene blue out there. And once you see how great it is, get it for your friends and family. Do your Christmas shopping with us. The decision is up to you, and I respectfully ask you to make that decision. And I salute all of you that have supported and respectfully ask those that haven't, what are you waiting for? If you don't bet on the organization's had the most victory, you're not betting on yourself. God bless you all. Great job, crew. Now go now. Your Christmas shopping at TheAlexShowStore.com. We'll be right back with Harrison Smith.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and Methylene Blue. Get it while you can.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.